Robert, this is all just absolutely fascinating. I could talk to you for hours about this. And will you come back and talk to us again when it gets closer? Because we're looking at summer 2018. We'd love to hear more about this. Robert, thank you so much. Robert Burm, he's Chief Executive for PT Scientist, the group behind this incredible project to go and basically mine for gold and indeed getting water at the poles of the moon. Absolutely fascinating. You know I love a space story. It's 12:57 now, though, so my time is almost up. Jake Yap has just arrived to tell us what's happening on his show, standing in for John Holmes again. What have you done with John?
Until Talk Radio come up with the money, I'm sorry.
Yeah, rules is rules.
What can I do? My hands are tied, just like John's. And I love that you think we'll still be here in 2018. That's lovely. Very optimistic. I'm having fun. And you looked great on Sky News last night.
Did I?
Very commanding.
Do you know what I do commanding. The main thing is I find I do late night telly quite a lot. I'm just too old to go to bed at 1 in the morning now. Just am.
I know.
Just,
did you get up early in the morning now, do you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 49 now, it's old.
49 is not
49.
Old.
I know, you're looking at me like I'm twice your age. What's coming up on your show?
6 years. Six short years between us. We're going to talk about Boko Haram. I'm serious, we are. And we're going to talk about...
It was just the way you said it. It sounded wrong.
How would you say it? Boko Haram.
Don't know. We just didn't sound. It just didn't sound like a comedy item. That was all.
No, it's not a comedy item. Okay. That's my token nod towards serious broadcasting. We're going to be talking about the French election, of course, and we're talking about vaping, which apparently is overtaken smoking.
I know. I come out of the train to just cinnamon and apple every
it's
day.
It's disgusting.
Now.
It's like going in a sweet shop and being breathed over.
It's quite bizarre, isn't it? Well, we'll be talking about the Jake Yap after the 1 o'clock news. I'll be back with you 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. This is Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Election 2017 on Talk Radio.
The spin, the soapboxing, the swing.
But how big a swing, I'm not going to tell you.
Join the conversation party. Talk Radio.
And now the latest traffic news. There are widespread reports of camels, yes, camels, on roads right across the region. But no hold-ups. Once those camels fill up, they keep going. Like when you fill up with BP Ultimate with active technology. It removes dirt to help your engine perform at its best, so you can keep moving. And finally, reports of more camels on the ring road. Keep moving with BP Ultimate. Green lights all the way.
Benefits achieved over time and may vary due to factors including vehicle type, condition and driving style. See bp.com/ultimate.
Get all the exclusive showbiz scoops every day with The Sun. Join me, Dan Wharton, for the world's best showbiz column, Bazaar. Packed full with Access All Areas updates, plus the latest gossip from your favourite celebs. And know what's worth channel hopping for with Bazaar TV. Go on, pick up The Sun today for just 50p.
Landlords, Direct Line guarantees to be other insurers' renewal premiums for the same cover. Can your insurance do that? Switch to Direct Line Landlord. New customers only, qualifying criteria apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Without preparation, there is no performance.
Well, here we go.
Without support, there is no strength.
Sensational power there.
And without battle,
that's a big hit.
There is no victory.
And he's over in the corner.
The Aviva Premiership Rugby Final, Saturday the 27th of May, Twickenham. Glory awaits. Be there. PremierShipRugby.com/final.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
I mean, all the signs are there. Good evening, good afternoon, good night. It's Jake Yap here, live until 4 o'clock. Let's catch up with the latest news headlines with Victoria Bourne.
Thanks, Jay. Coming up, Tories' migration plan, toddler attacked by dog, and Facebook's tips on fake news.
Talk Radio.
The leader of the Liberal Democrats has dismissed the Conservatives' renewed promise to reduce net migration down to the tens of thousands as a silly artificial target. The aim was originally set by David Cameron in 2010, but was never reached. The most recent figures show it standing at just over 270,000. Tory MP Ian Duncan Smith has told Talk Radio it's important to bring down that number.
There has been an unprecedented level of pressure on services, which is borne out in lots of the experiences of different people in different communities. So getting this back under control now becomes much more possible because we're leaving the European Union and we can get a balanced migration policy.
UKIP wants to go even further with leader Paul Nuttall announcing a one-in, one-out approach, while Labour is promising to scrap hospital car parking fees in England if it wins the general election. The party says it will cost around £162 million, which would be paid for by raising VAT on private healthcare. Meanwhile, in France, Emmanuel Macron has spent his first day as the country's president-elect at a VE Day memorial. He beat the far-right candidate Marine Le Pen in yesterday's election by 2-1. Philippe Le Grain, a visiting fellow to the European Institute at the London School of Economics, has told Talk Radio Mr. Macron still has some obstacles to face when forming a government.
Now the question is how many candidates from the established parties, the socialists on the left and the Republicans on the right, will stand as En Marche candidates. If En Marche fails to get a majority, how many would be willing to support an En Marche-dominated government? Or will an explicit coalition be needed?
A toddler has extensive injuries after a dog attack. A 35-year-old man has been arrested after the animals got through a fence into the garden where she was playing. For the first time, the number of ex-smokers who vape has overtaken the number who still smoke cigarettes. Nearly 3 million people in the UK currently use e-cigs. And Facebook has printed tips on how to spot fake news. The advice includes being sceptical of headlines and investigating where the information has come from.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Mostly dry with the best of the warm sunshine in the west, but cooler and cloudy at further east, highs of 17 degrees.
Claudia, thank you.
For,
I was just proving I was listening. I thought you'd like that. All right, good weekend. How are you, Victoria?
I'm good, thank you, Jake. How are you?
Yes, all right. Thanks very much for asking. We're going to be talking about vaping later on. What's your favourite vaping flavour?
I mean, I haven't bothered really to find out.
I quite like the ashtray one. That's a nice one.
Oh, really? Is that a flavour they do?
I think so.
Yeah?
Yeah, I could be wrong.
Okay.
Brilliant. Okay, well, this has gone well. Let's do more in half an hour, shall we?
Yes.
Thanks, Victoria. Let's get the sports now.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Football Writers Association Footballer of the Year winner N'Golo Kanté says it's a fantastic honour to receive the award. The Chelsea midfielder received more than 65% of the vote ahead of teammate Eden Hazard, with Tottenham's Dele Alli coming third. Tonight, Kanté and his Chelsea teammates will go 7 points clear at the top of the Premier League if they beat Middlesbrough at Stamford Bridge. A win would leave them needing just 3 points from as many games to clinch the title, a feat they'll achieve with victory away at West Brom on Friday evening. As for Borough, they'll be relegated if they lose tonight. Interim boss Steve Agnew knows the odds are stacked against his side.
Well, the one thing I would say is that we've not had much luck this season, you know, and if the luck comes our way over the next few days, then it's something we'll take.
Finally, cricket, and in the IPL today, Sunrisers Hyderabad take on Mumbai Indians. There's full live commentary over on Talk Sport 2. That's the latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
Talk Radio.
You've seen something you want to buy. Some shoes, a dress, a pair of jeans. It makes no difference to me. I only care that the website you're on isn't secure. So when you go to pay, I get your card details. Time to update my wardrobe. With your money.
Always look for HTTPS and the padlock or key symbol by the address bar when ordering online. Don't make it easy for fraudsters. Learn how to protect yourself online. Search Barclays Digitally Safe. Barclays. Let's go forward.
Jake Yab in for John Holmes
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's a generic cover show, and I'm your generic host.
It's a generic show.
Your favorite presenter's gone away. They're looking for a brand new post.
So say we all. Very good afternoon to you. It's Jake Abbott in for John Holmes. Just today and tomorrow now, as long as the negotiations work out. It's, what do you, there's a joke for you? No, I can't do that joke, not today. lots to talk about in the show today. We've got Follow the Leader, of course, which is where we catch up on all the party political leaders, find out where in the country they are. You can stick a pin in them, in your map, of course. We're going to talk about the vaping thing. We're going to be talking about, what's the other thing? Boko Haram.
Yeah, the
Julia Hartley Brewer was not okay with my pronunciation of.
Really?
But then didn't have any sort of suggestions as to how it should be done.
I didn't know Julia was a member.
Yeah, well, it's lapsed.
Okay.
Lapsed. She was with him up to a point, she said. But, you know. These things always start with the best of intentions, don't they? And then... We've also got News M on. Talk about inaugurations. And we'll be doing some live translation of some French, which can't possibly go wrong. All I'll say is it features the word carotte. And Sasha, our work experience, will be doing some live interpretation. Do you know what carotte means?
I'm guessing carrot.
Yeah! On fire. You had three Chinese takeaways over the weekend, Cornelius. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Thank you, yes.
Thank you. Was it sponsored? What were you? His Just Giving page is Cornelius Eats Chinese.
No, it's just my parents had Chinese in the fridge, so I'd come over.
That's then, one. Ding.
That was Saturday lunch.
Okay.
And then I have friends around on Saturday evening.
Right. Ding.
They only ordered a bloody Chinese.
Oh, no, these nutters. But wait, it gets better.
They obviously left some leftovers, so I had it for lunch on Sunday as
Bang.
Well.
I had three Indians.
Did you?
Oh, come on. Yes, I did, though. I did. I had the same thing Friday night. I was like, oh, let's get an Indian. Then Saturday night, I went to my parents. They had an Indian.
No.
Yes! And then last night, I ate the leftovers.
Can you eat Indian food? Can vegans
only,
eat Indian?
Only through the nose is the thing.
Okay.
You can. You have to watch the ghee. They're crazy about ghee. It's okay. Clarified butter. But, no, you can. You can. It's great. Anyway, hi there. How are you doing? Are you all right today? As always, you can talk about anything you want to talk about. It's 0344 499 1000 if you want to ring us up. Or you can text 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can get in touch on the Twitter there. It's at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
I'm delighted to say that we're now joined by a moist-fingered Mark Machado, who's going through the papers... at breakneck speed. Thanks very much for doing this for us, Mark.
No worries.
Good
no
weekend.
Worries.
Nice.
Yeah,
weekend.
It was a great weekend.
Great weekend.
As I was dashing in here,
yeah,
I got handed a stack of papers to
review.
Yeah,
I've got some of the papers. I've just realised.
Oh no, I got a whole stack. Except the Daily Mail is stapled shut.
Yeah, this is a new technique we're working with.
That's the page.
It's a cool production. Yeah. Which is why I couldn't tell you about anything that happens between pages 1 and 9 of the Daily Mail today because they've been stapled shut. It's like a police cordon on a newspaper.
That's one way to do it, isn't it?
I mean, the thing is, one of the reasons why Talk Radio is awash with money is these small economies and efficiencies, like having one newspaper for every 35 broadcasters. What have you found on not pages 1 to 8, but possibly page 9?
Page 17.
Oh, okay.
Page 17. Yeah, the UK might be in drought. We might be heading towards a full hosepipe ban. You have to do that thing where you have to shower with someone else and stuff. I've never done that.
What now? Sorry, who told you that?
When was that famous drought in the late 70s when people were told they have to shower in twos? Castle will remember because she was alive back then, I imagine.
I was alive back then.
She's nodding her head as if she didn't shower then.
I mean, in the 70s...
So shaking her
It's
head.
True. I did bathe in the sink. Ooh. But then I was only about like that big. So.
Oh, well, if you fitted in it, then that's acceptable, isn't it?
I mean, they thought about the dishwasher, but... crikey, well, that's exciting. How are you going to save water? I'm going to... I don't know. I'm going to, like, dry fry pasta or something. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Actually,
I've been wearing a hilarious novelty T-shirt that says "Save water, drink beer." So,
oh, no, Cornelius,
I'm gonna get that out.
You cupboard. Are an absolute legend. You really are. Oh, that's the kind of banter people tune in for.
Jeez.
You've done it, mate. That's great.
I can hear weekend LBC presenters chuckling away to themselves, right?
Yes, they do love this show. What else have you found?
Talking about shallow frying, that's what I do. That's my money-saving and water-saving and time-saving tip.
Fry everything.
Fry everything. Yeah. Don't use it. Like, I don't really understand why we've got boiling,
But water.
Water pans.
Yeah,
just
water.
Fry everything.
I agree.
Even fry it in water, that's how I cook pasta.
I agree. I found a way to fry risotto.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I'm not kidding. They're called arancini.
Yeah.
Those little balls.
Yeah.
Yeah, because everything's improved with frying. Name a thing that you can't improve with frying. Don't say anything alive, Cornelius.
chocolate.
Oh, no, fried chocolate, that works.
Oh, hell yeah. Are you kidding? I reckon if you were to dip that sucker in batter and fry it, that would be incredible.
Fried Mars bar.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's what sustains Scotland.
Yeah. That's an easy bat that one away easily.
Mm. fair play.
Possibly a can
water.
Of Coke.
You can't. Yeah, yeah.
And I'd never try to fry water. That's a top tip.
But
there.
The thing about Coke is, it's a can of Coke or Coca-Cola, is that you wouldn't eat it anyway. You'd drink it, so you wouldn't ever need to fry it.
Okay.
You eat it raw in its plain state.
Okay, all right. I think we've absolutely. I'd like to see what happens if you fry pasta, like dry pasta.
If you fry it with a bit of water, it just cooks quicker than.
Really?
Yeah. Then if you boil it in a boiling pan.
Serious?
Yeah, yeah. Just put a little bit of water in, like a bit more than you would do oil, and just fry it. It cooks in minutes, opposed in like. It would cook in like 6 to 7 minutes opposed to 8
and
to 12.
And that's the kind of life hack advice that people tune
pasta.
In for.
Dry pasta in water in a frying pan.
Really?
Yeah, because all you're doing is you're effectively boiling it, but because of the frying pan having a larger surface area,
the water heats
quicker,
and
then because of the larger surface area, the pasta doesn't lie on top of each other, so the heat passes through quicker.
I'm going to say right now, we've peaked. You should tune away now, because we've had that incredible joke from Cornelius, and now a life hack from Mark. What more do you
I got that from a proper Tasty video, by the way. Like, one of those, you know, those things.
The Facebook
thing.
Is that the name of a thing? You're not just being all puckered about it?
No, that's the name for the thing.
All right.
Quite an older social media user's thing as well. I don't think the kids are involved in it.
So the drought solved.
That's, yeah. Just everyone...
Do you remember that show that was on ITV, like in the middle of the night on a Friday night, called Get Stuffed?
No.
It was so bad. And it was made for like 90p, shot on camcorder. And it was these two young guys who obviously hated, I think, themselves more than each other. And it was like, get stuffed! Get stuffed! And they would do like cookery stuff. It would be like, let's fry some pasta. And it was like the precursor to YouTube. We should have seen it coming. With Get Stuff.
I spent all my time on the internet either looking at political stuff or watching videos of people cooking things.
Yeah, yeah. I do a lot of that.
Well, I saw one this morning of someone making a giant Kit Kat finger. And I was like, that's amazing. With the Kit Kat logo in
that's
the
cool.
chocolate finger as well.
I saw quite a nice parody of one of those. Which was, you know, those ones where it's like just an overhead shot and you just see the hands?
Yeah.
And it's all sped up, like, chuck it in a bowl, layer it out, bake it. It was like, how to make ice. And it was, take some water, take an ice cube tray. And it was like, level off. And they're like leveling off this water. Anyway, you can't make ice anymore. This high school band, come on.
Yeah, much like kind of daytime TV, all the internet's descended to now is just food videos.
Yeah, it's very true.
And pictures of pets.
And what's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Just don't combine the two. You got one more story before the break?
Yeah. I was going to talk about, I'm not going to talk about it now. I think you're talking about this later on, but vaping helps give up cigarettes. I think that's great, isn't it? That's brilliant.
Kind of.
Cigarettes are just so last century, aren't they?
Yes. I mean, I do actually genuinely find it a bit weird when I walk down the street and I see people sucking on a fag. Like, it's just weird to me.
I was on a stag do last weekend in Eastern Europe, and they can smoke indoors there. And it's
weird.
It's awful. You come out for pub or club and you're just stinking off tobacco.
Yeah.
And it's that smell I hadn't smelt in ages. And as soon as I got home, I just had to put everything straight into the washing machine.
Yeah. Or ironically, burn it.
Yeah.
You know. Yes, we are going to be talking about vaping a little bit later on. Trying to look for some new flavours.
Yeah.
Quite excited.
Cool.
Because I think we could get much jazzier.
I've never vaped. Is it good? Is it?
I've had... I once... had a bowl of hot water and dissolved some Vicks into it. Does that count? I mean,
vaping really is, other than having seen people do it. I don't know how it works.
What happens is, you've got those devices, right? You've seen those little things that you hold in your hand, and they're like the size of an MP3 player circa 1998, right? And inside, there are these tiny, tiny little men. And what they do is they smoke on your behalf, so when you suck on it, it electrocutes them mildly.
Ah, I see.
Like on the floor of it where they're standing, and then they smoke a tiny cigarette on your behalf, and then they blow out the smoke that their lungs have somewhat purified, and that's what then comes out the other end. I think that's right. Is that right? Yeah, that's right. So, that's how they work. But why hasn't Vicks, like, the only thing I would do would be like Vicks. If they could like give you a little capsule of Vicks. So if you had a cold, you could just, like, suck on that. That's the only thing
I think they
would
do
inhale.
Have that.
You're joking.
Oh, not into a vape, but you can actually get,
Vicks inhaler.
Yeah.
Let me Google.
Yeah, I think you can do that actually. Okay.
I think that's
That's my £1 billion idea gone for Burton for
today. Just a thing already.
Excellent.
Buy one, get one free on eBay.
Really?
Yeah.
That's very impressive.
We should get some and do them in the studio. And then just talk our way through what's going on, how we're feeling and stuff.
Yeah, totally. We're going to be talking about putting the fun in funerals a bit later on. We're going to be doing Follow the Leader a little bit later on, finding out where all the party leaders are on. And we're going to have more with the papers after the traffic and travel.
Election 2017 on Talk Radio.
The decisions, the debates, the deadline.
Oh, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm bored.
Join the conversation party. Talk Radio.
Hey, Britain, listen up. EE gives you 4G in more places than any other UK network. That's why it's the best choice for the new Samsung Galaxy S8. Catch your favorite shows on the epic Infinity display on the go. What are you waiting for? Get it today and get a new Samsung every 12 months with EE annual upgrade. On EE, your galaxy has no boundaries. Looks like Great Britain just got a whole lot greater.
Annual upgrade dependent on eligible device and price plan. Minimum term applies. RootMetrics UK 4G comparison of 4 mobile networks. July to December 2016. See ee.co.uk for further details.
So, what can you do in your lunch hour? Eat your lunch, obviously. Do a bit of social networking. Text your partner asking what should we have for tea. Or you could sell your car. Yep, selling your car with WeBuyAnyCar.com is so quick, the average drive time to a branch is less than 15 minutes. You could have sold your car before everyone else has made it back to their desks. Quick, enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In May, we've got 15 litres of Magnolia or Brilliant White Leyland Trade Contract Matte Emulsion for only £17.99 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays for the northbound M6 past Birmingham. Now, there was a problem at Junction 8, which has been sorted, but near Junction 7, at least one lane is closed now because of an incident. So the queues on the M6 and the northbound M5 is pretty solid towards the M6 from around Junction 2. In King's Lynn, the eastbound side of the A47, Constitution Hill around the Hardwick roundabout is closed. There's been an accident there. You still can't get on the London bound M40 at Junction 3 from the A40. The entry sits closed by an accident. And it's just the westbound side of the A41 in the Chesham area of Hertfordshire, which stays closed because of an accident. I'm Joanna Adams.
Mark's winning sweet potato fritters.
Me and Dad have always watched the footy together, usually with a bag of chips. But today, I'm bringing on a substitute. Something a little less chip-like. Sweet potato and carrot fritters with a tzatziki dip. Dad reckons they're pretty good. Oh, unlike our lot.
Find Mark's winning sweet potato fritters recipe online or in store. Food Love Stories, brought to you by Tesco.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Drive with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
Fuel your appetite for adrenalised afternoon radio on the Drive Time Show that's going all over the country.
Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
It's the superior work-to-sofa transmission system with intelligent presenter technology fitted as standard. Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Jake Yap, in for John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Very good afternoon to you. Jake Yap, in for John Holmes today and tomorrow only. He's back on Wednesday, negotiations permitting. And we'll be talking about the papers. Mark is here. He's been thumbing his way through all the periodicals.
I have.
It's nothing better than a well-thumbed periodical. What's caught your eye now, he said.
I'm quite a big fan of the pull-outs in the papers, you know, the Times 2 and the G2.
Do you like the supplements?
Supplements, yeah. And the Times 2 today, which is always a great place to go to for just conversational stuff like this.
Okay.
They've got a big kind of spread on asking people if there's three people in their marriage. Is it you, your partner, and one of your phones?
Huh.
Does your partner spend...
Tell me about it.
Too much time on social media on their phone.
Is that not like four people? Is it always in every couple? There's always one person.
There's always one, apparently.
That's interesting. I find, like, because for me and Kim, it's like, because we're both self-employed.
Yeah.
It's impossible to stop checking because you're constantly wondering, have I got some work? Has something happened? Should I do it? Is there something I should attend? Does someone want a treatment for a new reality show based on hemorrhoids or, you know?
Yeah.
Or sometimes I get emailed too. So, you know, it's hard to let go of it in that respect. I don't know why people would do it. Like, if you just got a regular job and you don't have to worry all the time, why would you bother?
I agree with you. And as somebody who is also self-employed, I feel that pain of having to constantly look at my phone. Yeah. But then I've realised I have become addicted to it.
Right.
Because I sit there going, oh, I wonder what's happening on Twitter. I wonder if anyone's posted anything on Facebook. Or the worst thing that can happen is when you get caught up into a Facebook conversation that doesn't involve you, but you just want to read what's happening.
Oh.
And then, or a Twitter conversation like that as well. But it's better on Facebook, because on Facebook they tend to be a little bit more personal.
Cass makes a point, they're like mini soap operas. I sometimes describe my Facebook feed as being like I call it the clay pit, because it's like you start to slide down into it. You know, it's kind of wet and you can't get any purchase on it. And you find yourself, you scrolled, you know, if it was in yards of phone length, you know what I mean? It would be like 100 yards. And it's like, why am I even doing, I don't care about any of this, but now I can't stop. Do you do that?
Yeah, yeah. You're lying in bed when you wake up, don't you? You end up, I spent the last hour on Facebook, just on my phone, reading.
Inconsequential guff.
Yeah, yeah.
If I find Facebook boring, sometimes I throw, to quote a campaigner, a dead cat into it. I just say something nuts. I'll be like, do you know what? I've eaten Cornettos my whole life, but I don't think I even like them. ... And then just watch it roll in.
I don't think I like Cornettos.
Sit back and watch the fireworks.
Which is not true. I love Cornettos.
Really? I don't think I do, but that, we can't do that. we can't get bogged down in that.
I quite liked that Charlie Brooker, I think, he was either talking about social media or texting or something, and he said the only thing you should ever send to people is something really, really mad. Like, it should always say, well, hey, I'm in a helicopter! Because, you know, it's the only thing that would be really remotely interesting. Whereas everything else is like, oh, burnt the quiche, what am I like? Oh, God.
I found myself once, so I'll be in my bed on my laptop, and maybe bored, so bored of one of Facebook or Twitter, that I then pick up my phone and go on Facebook and Twitter. That's insane, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I have done that on a number of occasions.
Yeah.
And then you pick up your phone just going, I've just read, this is why I'm bored.
Have you ever done that?
Me get up.
When you're at a desktop and you're looking at Facebook or Twitter, and then you're like, you pick up your phone and look at Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly what said, yeah.
Yes, it's a good male conversation.
Do you have any observations about social media?
I'll be looking at Facebook or Twitter, and I'll be like, oh, this is boring, and I'll pick up my phone, and guess what? I'll look at Facebook.
Yeah, or what?
Or Twitter!
No.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Guys, we are riffing.
Can you say that again? Because I was on Twitter.
Saying, well, hey, I'm in a helicopter. Any other... Oh, Tilly, what I was going to say just about supplements. You're right, I like the supplements, but I have a problem with it. I like The Guardian. I think it's a good newspaper. But it's the fact they call their supplement G2.
Yeah.
Like they're trying to be cool, like some sort of rapper. My name's G2. Checking out the Iranian cinema season at the NFT. It's the BFI retrospective. It's like, you're not cool. Like, don't call it G2, because you're The Guardian. That's cool. You know, just embrace who you are.
They should call
My name's G2, rapping about how we're coming into the sorrel season. It's like, come on.
They should come up with a better... Like, times two is a good...
Yeah. Times two, that makes sense. That makes
well.
Sense, yeah.
You need to think of one for Guardian, really. Like.
They should just call it Inner Guardian, because that's where they go
Inner
real...
Guardian.
Inner
Guardian.
They go real Guardian in there.
Yeah.
I was thinking Guardian Angel, which isn't that good.
Yeah.
Inner Guardian. Good work,
Inner
Mark.
Guardian.
Well done.
I will. I'll tweet it to them.
Yeah.
So no one reads emails. I'm not sure if you've read
Facebook,
or if you're going to talk about this story later on, but I'm just going to go with it. Apparently, according to the co-op, we are all having themed funerals.
Yes, we were going to talk about that later on.
It's been an increase,
yeah, I like
hasn't
that story.
There?
I like this story.
Yeah, I do too.
I got invited to a funeral once, which had a... It didn't have a theme as such, but it in the invite, in all the... I say invite, you don't really get an invite, you normally get a text message, don't you? It said, wear bright clothing. And there was that thing where I had to go with family members to a family members to a family friend's funeral. And it was very sad, obviously. And we were all like, are you going to wear bright clothing? No, I'm definitely not. And then we all turned up there in kind of regular funeral garments, as did everyone else in the church. It was quite a large funeral. There was probably about 200 people there. And one person turned up in a bright shirt.
I knew you were going to say that!
And you kind of felt sorry for him.
Whose funeral was it? I mean, not his, technically. No. Obviously, not his. No. It's a very sad occasion. Yes, they're saying they want to move to it being slightly more celebratory.
Yeah.
That's what people are saying.
More people are having parties rather than wakes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, George Michael sang that classic song, didn't he? Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. And that was the one, I think. You know, it's got a nice party vibe to it.
But that's before he...
Yeah,
went.
Just after I go-go.
That's always how you start.
Wake me up. Yeah. Yeah. It's good.
I think it's in Ghana that they have those big, like, over-the-top funerals, don't they?
Do they?
Yeah, where they... Don't they have coffins that are themed?
He's a Ghana.
I remember when
I can't believe I said that. Bye-bye. It's nice. It's not often that you get your producer saying in your ear, you're going to hell. It's not often.
Their coffins look more like... I mean, there's a fish-shaped one here. This is just Google image search. Yeah. One's shaped as a chicken, a plane, another chicken. Chicken's very popular.
I know that fact, because when I was a child, every kind of magazine show you'd watch, like Blue Peter and Newsround, and do you remember is it Ozone? I think.
Oh, hang on! Now you're going.
They used to always have a package from some bloke they'd sent to Ghana to go watch a funeral.
Really?
Like, look at these colourful like coffins.
Really?
Yeah.
My only concern would be like if we get too jazzy with the coffins, is it conceivable? Like, say you were being buried on like the 5th of May or something. Like, if someone mistook it for a pinata.
Oh yeah. But we don't
really
do pinatas. Really
bad,
here,
couldn't
we?
It? I mean, that would be.
Have they not thought of that?
Nan, you know, in flowers. Kid with a stick comes up trying to get candy out and just gets desiccated organs. That would be terrible. That would be just terrible.
You'd hope the kids would be well briefed, though, right?
Yeah, hopefully. At least turn them around 3 times. Good. Well, that's probably all we've got time for, which is a shame, because I know you prepared a ton of stuff, hadn't you?
Yeah, I did. I was obviously overly prepared
for
this.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
That's my problem. I over-prepare for this. Then I feel let down when I leave, and I've only got through 4 stories or something.
He was in at like 6.
I was.
Just to do that. I appreciate you doing
that. I learned to read for it and everything.
I actually, like the other day, right, I was doing a show here, and I can't remember what day, and actually somebody tweeted to say, have you got a bed in there? Yeah, Simon, have you got a bedroom in that building? I have done a lot of cover shows lately, and I'm very grateful for it.
As J-Lo said, everyone's got to make a living.
Yeah, so I went into the office, and there was someone doing a paper review, and they were rehearsing. They were literally sitting in the office going,
does that. Yeah.
Well, lots going on today, the headlines of course. Like, we're literally practicing. I was like... Have you not heard the output? I mean, everything's just a broadcast rehearsal. Like, that's...
Well, Paul Ross does that. He comes in and runs through his entire show.
That's what you do from 6 till 7, right?
No. Oh, right. From 3 till when he goes on air at 6.
Oh, yeah, well, two till six.
2 till 6, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
He runs through his entire show, because it's all completely scripted.
Yeah. In real time, like, he sits through the ads and everything.
Yeah, that's right.
Fact. And that's why it's par excellence. And unrivaled. But then he gets like, what was it, 15 grand a show? Something like that.
I heard it's more. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, footballers' wages.
Limerick. Mark, thank you so much.
Thanks
for having
me.
I really appreciate it. Now, we're going to be talking about vaping, and we're also going to be finding out what's going on with Boko Haram in the next half an hour. First of all, though, let's catch up with the latest news headlines with Victoria Bourne.
Talk Radio.
The Prime Minister says the Conservatives will again aim to bring net migration down to the tens of thousands. Theresa May made the commitment at an election campaign event in Harrow. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn says it's another airing of a failed policy.
Theresa May made that promise in 2010 and made the same promise in 2015 and didn't get anywhere near it on any occasion at all. There has to be fair migration to this country and it has to be managed migration.
Meanwhile, Mr Corbyn is pledging to scrap hospital car parking fees in England if he wins next month's poll, saying it will be paid for by raising VAT on private healthcare. France's new president-elect will be officially in the role in 6 days' time. The country's outgoing leader, François Hollande, has confirmed Emmanuel Macron will be inaugurated on Sunday. A 24-year-old man has appeared in court accused of preventing the lawful burial of a teenager in the West Midlands. Ashley Foster was charged after a body believed to be that of 17-year-old Megan Bills was found in a wardrobe last Thursday. A two-year-old girl is recovering from serious injuries after being attacked by a number of dogs in a garden in Liverpool. A 35-year-old man has been arrested. And it's claimed funerals are increasingly becoming a celebration of someone's life instead of somber occasions. A report from the Co-op has found a rise in personalised send-offs with themes including Halloween or superhero. The weather mostly dry with the best of the sunshine in the west, but cooler and cloudier further east. Highs of 17 degrees is more in half an hour.
Thanks, Victoria. How would you get jazzy with a funeral?
How would I get jazzy?
I tell you
what,
think
one.
About it and tell us maybe after three. Well, because I don't want to just spring that one on you.
Well, I know, I know that I want to be cremated.
Yeah,
but I think I want people.
Jazzy. Yeah.
I think I want people to be miserable, though.
Do you?
Yeah. Okay. Be like, oh, she's dead. That's sad. Instead of being like, oh, yay, she's dead. That would be sad for me.
There's a great quote by a guy, and I can't remember his name. He says, "When I die, I want to die peacefully in my sleep like my grandfather and not screaming like all of his passengers." Thanks very much, Victoria. We will have more from you in half an hour.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
A lot can happen in the next 30 days. You'll be waiting for your next paycheck, waiting for the next edition of your favourite magazine and waiting for the general election. Countdown with me, Paul Ross, on the Full Set Breakfast, only on Talk Radio. We'll get you voting.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. 100% hard talk.
Jake Yap in for John Holmes
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Hello. We've got some fun stuff for you today. We're going to be doing Newsamon in a bit. We're doing inaugurations, inauguration battle, the battle of the inaugurations. Following yesterday's French election. We're also going to attempt to do some live translation for you with our work experience, Sasha. She's got a degree in French, but not in broadcast guidelines, so it'll be interesting to see what happens. And in a quarter of an hour's time, well, 10 minutes, something like that, we're going to be finding out what's going on with Boko Haram. Extraordinary story, that. But in the meantime, we're talking about vapes. So, there's this story in the news that more ex-smokers are vaping than there are smokers now.
Yeah, almost half, I think.
Yeah, something like that. I wish I'd found it, but I didn't. It doesn't really matter because it's just a pretext for some jokes. We were sort of thinking, like, I know the vaping sort of gained in popularity and stuff. I have to say, I find it not really much less disgusting than smoking.
You know, I'm the exact same.
Because in a way, like, smoking, I think it does sort of smell more disgusting. But what I find with vaping is you can see where someone's breath is going. Like, forever. When they breathe out, the vape stays so there in the air. And when they breathe out, you can see just how much of their breath you're actually taking in. That's air that's been inside someone else's organs. And now it's in you. That is rank. Plus, it smells like sort of bad sweet shops. Like,
yeah, it's too sweet, isn't it?
It's just kind of sickly and a bit chemically and a bit nasty, really.
Personally, I think the worst thing about it is that the fact that, because it isn't smoke, people who do vape think it's fine to, like, blow it in your face and stuff.
Some guys were vaping on the train the other day.
Yeah, and it's just like, it's definitely not allowed or not safe as well.
Yeah.
Surely.
I, well, nobody knows. That's the thing, isn't it? Nobody knows what's going to happen with this stuff because it's all new technology and stuff.
Mm.
I don't know. It's just like, you know, and also I worry about, you know, imitation and stuff. People might see people, you know, sucking on that little pipe and stuff. And the next thing you know, they might be sucking on a Harley. You know, they might just end up. I mean, guys, you can laugh, but, you know, the weirder things have. Anyway, so what we thought we'd do was get jazzy because I like vaping flavors. I mean, perhaps I don't know this world particularly well. I once had breakfast in a hotel in Monaco. It was a work thing.
Yeah.
I was high class though. And I was sitting there having breakfast and I saw this sort of really expensive looking supercar, sports car. And looking at it admiringly was Justin Bieber vaping his head off.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I think he was vaping cherry flavour.
Why do you think that?
Because his lips were so red. No, it smelled of like cherry flavour.
Okay, sure.
Flavour.
So you got a whiff.
And I got a whiff of, wow, Bieber's. Yeah, I've had
air
in my
You're
going
to have believers at you, jealous now, aren't they?
Breathe on me. There might be a tiny bit left in there.
Yeah.
So it's like the Julius Caesar's breath thing, isn't it? Which is not possible, by the way. You know, they say the thing that...
No, I don't know.
There's this theory that every breath you take contains an atom of Julius Caesar's last breath.
Is that what the Police's song is about?
Yes. Every breath you take was once Julius Caesar's.
Yeah.
contains a high percentage of nitrogen. No, it's a terrible song. No, it's not. No, Cornelius. I mean,
okay, all right. So I was just asking.
No, I enjoyed it. So I just feel like the flavours are a bit bland, you know. They need to get a bit more jazzy with the flavours on vapes. Like, because cherry schmerry, you know, like, whatever. So could you just get a bit more jazzy with the flavours for vapes? Let's do a thought shower, guys.
Thought shower.
You can't. A thought shower. Why don't you text some jazzy new vape ideas to 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can tweet at talk radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
Yeah, and I've got some nice suggestions that have already come through, actually. Would you like to hear some?
Yes, please.
We started on a high, actually. Julie, good afternoon, Julie. She suggested Play-Doh. I'd be down with that, man. That's the best smell ever.
It does smell quite nice.
I'd actually be okay with Play-Doh.
But does it taste nice, though?
Well, Play-Doh doesn't taste very nice.
No, but surely it would be that flavour.
Oh, man, I would like that.
It's a tough one, that.
And then Bobson suggests mustard, which is just, you don't want that associated with any kind of vapour or gas, do you, really?
Oh, God.
Pete's gone. He's gone to an interesting place in his head. He would like a new vape flavor, Logical Fallacy, or Woody Top Notes, Bubble and Squeak. Yes, or Soylent Brown. Soylent Brown. I think I know what you're saying there. Anyway, so yes, please keep those coming. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can tweet at talk radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
Or if you want to just, you know, thought shower with us live on air, you can phone us up. It's 0344-499-1000 if you're interested. Or if you're not, I mean, it doesn't really change the fact. Boko Haram has been in the news again. We're going to be finding out all about that after this.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk radio. Give it some lip.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that just stopped them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fixed the car like a hero shop.
Landlords, Direct Line guarantees to be other insurers' renewal premiums for the same cover. Can your insurance do that? Switch to Direct Line Landlord. New customers only. Qualifying criteria apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
So what do you think of my six-pack, Brian?
Oh, you never could count.
These abs, they're just like a washboard. Go on, give him a dig.
Well, only if you're sure, Neil.
You won't get good odds on what happens next. But for great in-play prices on the footy, get yourself to 10bet.co.uk and score a first deposit bonus of up to £200.
Oh, those are my abs, Brian.
Really?
When it's time to bet, it's time to 10bet.
Minimum deposit £15. Deposit must be staked in full to qualify. Five rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Single bets and accas only. Please bet responsibly.
MyGarnita.com.
Oh no, the MOT's due and it needs a service.
Whatever your car needs, just type in a few details and approved local businesses will quote for your work. Then pick whichever's best for you. Just visit
mycarneeds.com.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays for the North Van M6 past Birmingham. Now, there was a problem at Junction 8, which has been sorted, but near Junction 7, at least one lane is closed now because of an incident. So the queues on the M6 and the North Van M5 is pretty solid towards the M6 from around Junction 2. In King's Lynn, the eastbound side of the A47, Constitution Hill around the Hardwick roundabout is closed. There's been an accident there. You still can't get on the London Van M40 at Junction 3 from the A40. The entry sits closed by an accident. And it's just the westbound side of the A41 in the Chesham area of Hertfordshire, which stays closed because of an accident. I'm Jarena Adams.
Ali's Trictu Citrus Salmon.
My husband doesn't much like healthy food. He says it's boring. He says it doesn't fill him up. Thinks it's not proper food. We're having citrus salmon for supper tonight, and one of my little tricks is to add zest of orange, a little black pepper and parsley. My other little trick is not to tell him it's healthy.
Find Ali's Trictu Citrus Salmon recipe in-store and online. Food Love Stories. Brought to you by Tesco.
The Teflon Maiden of Mid-Morning Radio is here.
Mid-Mornings with me, Julia Hartley-Brewer. Hard-hitting debate, strong opinions and essential listening.
Julia Hartley-Brewer.
The ladies not for turning off.
Julia Hartley-Brewer.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Get turned on to all killer, no filler conversation. Jake Yap, in for John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes, indeed we will. Right now, with this.
What the hell is going on?
It's an infamous question asked by Donald Trump, and it's something that, we sort of harness here at Talk Radio to find out what is going on with those stories that you kind of hear sloshing around in the news and you know, you don't necessarily know exactly what they're all about or exactly what's going on. And today we thought we'd talk about Boko Haram. Now, in 2014, 300 girls were taken from a school in Borno State, and 82... met Nigeria's president, having been freed. And here to talk to us on the line about it is Lisa Otto. She's a research associate at Coventry University. Good afternoon.
Hi there.
Hi there. So tell us, what's the situation now? How many girls have been returned? How many are still captive?
So there are 113 left that are unaccounted for. And since they were first taken hostage, some have been released, some have kind of escaped and made their way to safety. But yeah, a good deal of them still remain in captivity.
Good grief. And what kind of age ranges are we talking about?
Oh, they were taken from a school. So they're young girls, but obviously in this time, they've grown a bit older.
Yeah.
And they've been made a kind of jihadi brides. So many of them have become mothers in this time as well. And I think that's been one of the difficult things in them escaping, because many don't want to leave their children behind, or there's an element of fear of what might happen to the children if they try to escape. Of course, some of them have been converted as well.
Right. I was going to say, it's one of those things that, in a way, when you glance at the headline, you think, oh, well, this is good news. But of course, it's much more complex than that, isn't it?
Certainly, and there's a trade-off as well, because these girls were part of an exchange. So I think the figure was five. It was five members of Boko Haram that were exchanged for these 82 girls.
Right. Tell us a bit about Boko Haram. Where have they come from? What are their allegiances?
Well, so they've they've actually been around for quite some time, but it was under the current leadership, Abu Bakr Shekau, that things became a lot more violent, a lot more terrorizing, a lot more strategic in terms of the targets that they would have against government institutions, but also against schools and police stations and mosques and that kind of thing. They have been affiliated to Al-Qaeda, as well as Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb. And they do have linkages to ISIS, but I understand that in recent times, ISIS has supported a different member for leadership, so there's been a little bit of a split in the group.
Right. So they kind of formed independently of Al-Qaeda or ISIS, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And what is it that they want?
So basically, they're after a similar kind of thing. They want to live under Sharia law. In Nigeria, obviously, there's quite a kind of divide between Christian and Muslim communities, and so this area that they're from in the northeast of the country is dominated by Muslim citizens there, and so I suppose they want to kind of create a caliphate there where they can live under Sharia law.
And how, I mean, because you know, you never know necessarily, how does the Muslim community there feel about them? I mean, do they revile them or do they kind of almost support them?
Well, I think it's been difficult because Nigeria is a very complex country. There've been an area like the north is an area that has perhaps been marginalized a little bit in terms of the resources that make it, its way there. So I think it's easy to see how fault lines can kind of emerge that might make people see things in a way that we might not necessarily understand from the outside.
Yeah.
Certainly, I think it's come to a point where the local population feels defeated. In areas that the group has been able to take over, they've been eliciting taxes from people and kind of generally terrorizing people. So I think that that's had an impact as well. You've had thousands and thousands of people who've fled their homes, but IDP camps have been targeted as well. And unfortunately, there have been some mishaps from the government side where I think it was in January where they accidentally bombed an IDP camp. So I think people generally are just they're just a bit fed up, and it doesn't help that there's been drought. Humanitarian aid agencies haven't been able to access many of these regions, so it's really difficult for the people living there.
Just for people, what's an IDP camp?
Oh, sorry, internally displaced persons.
Okay, so like a refugee camp, effectively.
Yeah, exactly.
Crikey, that is a misfire. I was going to ask you what's the Nigerian government's line on it, what do they say they're doing, and what are they doing about it?
Well, it's there was a lot of hope when the new president came into power, Muhammadu Buhari, because there was a sense that he was going to take a stricter stance on this, that there would be a greater deal of strategy with respect to the military. Now, they have made inroads, but evidently these haven't been enough because Boko Haram is still there. They're still carrying out attacks. And unfortunately, at the same time, there's been other issues that have also been pressing for Nigeria. So, of course, being a country that is largely dependent on oil economically, the impact of the oil price has been quite devastating for them in terms of their budget. They've obviously budgeted it at a particular price, and that's changed. And then on top of that, the president himself has been quite ill and missing, is how the Nigerian press would kind of describe it, because he's been seeking hospitalization. I believe he's in London at the moment.
Oh, really?
So I think there's a bit of a crisis of leadership in that sense as well. People aren't really sure what's going on.
Yeah. And how has the international community responded to this?
Well, I think there was a time when Boko Haram perhaps had a greater sense of relevancy in the international community than it does at the moment. Mm. I feel that perhaps there are other issues that have overtaken Boko Haram in terms of the international agenda, so we don't really talk about it as much perhaps as we used to in the past. And I think also the discovery of shale gas in the US has kind of reoriented its foreign policy priorities in that region a little bit away from West Africa.
Because it's always about the oil, right?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah. Amazing. I mean, this is tentatively, it's kind of good news. I mean, it's better news.
Yeah.
What do you think the future holds? Are we going to get more of these girls back, do you think? Is Boko Haram going to step up what they're doing? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, I think probably things will continue as they have over the last while. The military will continue trying to make inroads against them, and they will continue to adapt to the situation that they're facing. I mean, we've seen that they've improvised their techniques that they use in terms of their attacks. So I think that's likely to continue in that fashion. I think we'll probably slowly in dribs and drabs see some of the girls coming back. But ultimately, I think that Boko Haram will probably continue to be some degree of a problem in the kind of foreseeable future.
Well, I guess our thoughts and prayers are with all of those girls, wherever they are, and their families. Thanks so much for talking to us today. Really appreciate
it. It's a great pleasure.
That was Lisa Otto, Research Associate at Coventry University. Well, I'm moving away from the horrors of that. Man, what a story. Just ghastly. We've been talking about vaping. Because it's jollier. I'm not going to lie to you. It's jollier. It turns out that vaping's overtaking smoking. And we've been asking for you to get a bit creative with vaping flavours. Cherry, man. I mean, it's always cherry, isn't it? I mean, cherry's okay, but, you know. And so people have been coming up with their ideas for new vaping flavours. Thanks very much. Thomas, actually, incidentally, says that 4 years ago, I accidentally quit smoking after vaping for 3 months. I forgot.
How does that work?
I forgot. I just forgot to smoke this morning. Got up, fed the dog, went to work. Forgot the middle bit, the smoking bit. Anyway, it says, I haven't vaped or smoked ever since. What? Occasionally, I can't remember. Yeah. Anyway, we have had some suggestions for vape flavours. Hello, Dave. He suggested Greg's Steak Bake.
Oh, yeah.
Cornelius says, Duty Carnivore. Would you be
yeah,
behind that?
Yeah, yeah, that'd be...
I do hear things about the Greg's Steak Bake, though.
It's not my normal choice in Greg's.
What's your normal choice in Greg's?
Sausage roll or the chicken and ham sort of pasty one.
Oh, yeah, you can't get wrong.
Or they do lots of special ones, like sometimes they do like a curry one or a Mexican... Oh, that's delicious.
Well, that's cultural appropriation, mate. also, he suggests cheesy Watsits. Oh, yeah!
That's coming from a couple people, I believe.
Really? Watsits might be the new vape flavour. That might be the one.
Yeah.
No?
No,
what were you saying,
me.
The one you were at? You like the...
Someone suggested chicken tikka masala. Who was that?
I can't remember. We'll find them.
But that has been my favourite one. And I think, as someone that I don't smoke or vape or anything like that, I never have. Mm. But I think if there was a chicken tikka masala... flavoured vape.
Just get a hit of it, yeah.
Well, I would take up vaping just to get my life to a point where I can taste chicken tikka masala at any point of the day,
yeah.
In pretty much any situation. I think I'd have to...
Yeah. Chicken tikka masala in the bath.
Oh, just bathe me in it.
It could be a bubble bath flavour. It doesn't have to be a...
Oh, yeah.
I've never really seen the point. You know, like, you can get, like, you know, I've been known to smear my lips with a chapstick. And they always come in flavours.
They do, like
cola or whatever. And it's like, it's like, you don't eat a donut and then not lick your lips. You know, smearing something foody around your mouth.
Well, how those work, I'm pretty sure, because I've worked this out. I thought the exact same thing. But I had a cherry chapstick. I think how they work is they don't actually taste of cherry. They just smell of cherry.
Yeah. Well, it's always a disappointment. I ate like four before I got any kind of... There's Cornelius. He's not averse to smearing his lips with a chapstick. Who do we go with? Ang Harrod. Hi, says Febreze. Shaken back.
That would smell nicer.
Chocolate digestive.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that's a nice one. Julie suggests new car interior. Because you can buy that, can't you? You can buy that smell in a can.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I Am Sammy Panther says, Whiskers, poultry and jelly. Yeah, it's got to be the poultry and jelly. Earwax. Here we go again. We're back on the earwax chat. We had that last week talking about cats. They love the earwax. I reckon if cats could vape, they'd go for earwax.
Earwax flavour or catnip flavour.
Yeah, mouse. Fox wee. They go for all of those. New vaping flavours for cats. Manuka honey and chive.
Very posh.
Or I like this one. John Suchet. That's great. Kingston Municipal Dump. What do you know we don't know? Greg Wallace's neck. Ugh. Oh, that's got to be a nice beefy flavour, right? That's a nice meaty, aroma.
I've met Greg Wallace. And
quite floral.
Yeah, he seemed a very clean person, very well kept.
Yeah, I saw him at a party and I don't remember thinking Bovril.
No.
When he wafted by. Yeah, okay, maybe. Frazzles.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Frazzles are a bit rich for me, I think. I can't do a whole packet of them.
Frazzles are rich?
Yeah, it's just the flavour just sort of gets into your throat, doesn't it?
Are you one of those people that says, oh, I can't eat that, it's too sweet?
Are you one of those people? Sometimes.
What? I cannot understand that mindset.
There's definitely...
You could dissolve icing sugar into golden syrup. It's not too sweet, it's delicious.
No.
You're an idiot. What do you want? Could you just like dissolve cigarette ash in lemon juice and stir it into some tar?
There's desserts that are too sweet. It definitely is.
Ah, it's too sweet. I can't. What are you talking? Like, what dessert?
Like, especially when you go to posh places and like the desserts there. It's just
like,
you
know, what?
It's too rich.
Like what?
A really posh chocolate cake. Like, or like a more like a chocolate fondant sort of place.
I'm going out of my mind.
I went skiing once and you go up the mountain and you buy hot chocolate, but it wouldn't really be like a proper hot chocolate. It'd be more like a thick melted chocolate, but it's too much because you can't drink that much. If it was a
what
big
do you,
bar
do you, what
chocolate,
do you want
you
like lavatory
that.
Cleaner mixed with privet juice.
No, you want it flavored, don't you?
Oh man, I cannot.
I prefer starters anyway.
Oh my god. Who are you? Are you in the starters or sweets camp? 87222.
Like message with the word talk.
Or do you want to tweet at Talk Radio?
Start your message anywhere you like.
Well, no, start your message with the word sweet.
Or starter,
or
preferably.
Just sweet.
No.
I might set up a Twitter poll during the news because I won't be listening to it. We've got that coming up directly with Victoria Bourne. Okay, it's coming up after this.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Up to the minute breaking news and instant reaction on the radio station that's got everyone talking.
You might very well think that. You know I couldn't possibly comment.
Talk Radio.
It's Domino's Prize Slice Week. Get two large, mouth-wateringly delicious pizzas for just £20. Exclusions, conditions and minimum spend may apply. See dominoes.co.uk.
Without preparation, there is no performance.
Well, here we go.
Without support, there is no strength.
Sensational power there.
And without battle,
that's a big hit.
There is no victory.
And he's over in the corner.
The Aviva Premiership Rugby Final, Saturday the 27th of May, Twickenham. Glory awaits. Be there. PremiershipRugby.com/final.
When the McCulloch man mows his lawn with his McCulloch lawnmower, he powers through even the toughest grass with one goal in mind: to finish the job before the match starts. And with his McCulloch lawnmower, he's got the power to get the job done. That's why his mates envy his lawn as well as his team. Get your McCulloch lawnmower and other garden power tools at good DIY stores nationwide or at McCulloch.com. McCulloch, the power to get the job done.
Get all the exclusive Showbiz scoops every day with The Sun. Join me, Dan Wootton, for the world's best Showbiz column, Bazaar. Packed full with Access All Areas updates, plus the latest gossip from your favourite celebs. And know what's worth channel hopping for with Bazaar TV. Go on, pick up The Sun today for just 50p.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Talk Radio.
Definitely not going to work. It's 2 o'clock. Let's catch up with the latest news headlines with Victoria Bourne.
Thanks, Jay. Coming up, Tories' migration plan criticised. Macron will take France's top job on Sunday. And girls' creators' diet tips.
Talk Radio.
Labour is pledging to scrap hospital car parking charges in England if it wins the election. The party says it would fund the programme by making people with private health insurance pay more tax. A Conservative promise to reduce net migration to tens of thousands will again be included in its manifesto. Until now, the Tories have never delivered on it. Lib Dem leader Tim Farron says Theresa May should know better.
She has set and then failed to meet countless immigration targets in her time as Home Secretary. It's important that we do have a migration policy, but it's also important that policy is for the benefit of Britain. Don't set a silly, artificial target that you know you will break.
Well, UKIP has also announced a one-in-one-out approach to immigration. Ahead of his inauguration on Sunday, President-elect Emmanuel Macron has acknowledged he faces an immense task. The leader of the Centrist En Marche party in France beat far-right candidate Marine Le Pen 2-1. Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel has joined world leaders in congratulating him on his election success.
Mr. Macron carries the hopes of millions of French people and of many people in Germany and the whole of Europe. He conducted a brave pro-European campaign. He stands for openness to the world. He stands firmly behind a social market economy, and we know that Germany and France are bound by fate.
A 24-year-old man has appeared before magistrates charged with preventing the lawful burial of a teenager in the West Midlands. A body believed to be that of 17-year-old Megan Bills was found wrapped in cling film in a cupboard last Thursday. A man's been arrested after a toddler was injured in a dog attack. The girl was playing in her garden when the animals got through a hole in the fence in Liverpool. And Lena Dunham has created a sarcastic list of diet tips after a magazine used her as an example of a slimmed-down star on its cover. The creator of the show Girls' suggestions include getting an anxiety disorder and realising who your real friends are. She says her recent weight loss is not an achievement, and the cover is diametrically opposed to everything she's fought her whole career for.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Mostly dry with the best of the sunshine in the west, cooler and cloudier further east with highs of 17 degrees.
Thanks very much, Victoria.
It's all right, Jake?
Yep. Why? I mean, I feel like this is arbitrary that you take this.
What's arbitrary?
Tone with me, you know?
What are
it's
you
like,
about?
Well, I. Like, it's all, you know, it's all bright, good morning, you know, and then suddenly, you know, you're angry with me.
I'm not angry with you.
I feel waves of anger, you know.
I mean, well...
Contempt? We'll go for contempt.
I wouldn't say contempt. I'd just say sometimes you're annoying.
Yeah, but you're preempting it now. That's what we've got to the stage
of. Yeah, it's
a
preemptive annoyance.
So like, now your attitude coming into these chats is negative.
There's some Pavlovian things happened in you now where the minute you see my face now, you're just annoyed.
Maybe just don't talk to me.
Maybe. Let's have the sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Chelsea midfielder N'Golo Kanté says it's a fantastic honour to have won the Football Writers Association Footballer of the Year award. He received more than 65% of the vote ahead of teammate Eden Hazard, with Tottenham's Dele Alli third. Kanté and his Blues colleagues will go 7 points clear at the top of the Premier League tonight if they beat Middlesbrough at Stamford Bridge. A win would leave them just 3 points from clinching the title, with as many games to go, with the first opportunity to become champions away at West Brom on Friday evening. It's a case of first things first for boss Antonio Conte.
I think now it's very important for every single player, for every single person that work for Chelsea to be focused on the present, because the present is very important for us.
Finally, cricket, and in the IPL today, Sunrisers Hyderabad take on Mumbai Indians. There's full live commentary over on TalkSport 2. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Talk Radio. JPR in for John Holmes. On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
That was Victoria Bourne there. She and her attitude have just left the studio. They'll be back in half an hour's time. Don't forget, 3:30, there'll be bonus news, simply for the fact that... sort of like a Toblerone, the portions of her have got smaller while her pay has stayed the same. So we ask her to make it up at 3:30 with some bonus news. What are we up to today? It's always animal, vegetable, or mineral. What is it today? Vegetable, I think. Is it vegetable? I think it's vegetable.
No, I think it's animal. I think we're back to animal. I'm certain of it. I'm
really?
Pretty sure we did mineral on Friday. Yeah, because we had the amalgamation of both a Friday and a mineral news, which is the perfect combination.
In any case, Cornelius, it's a great way to start the week. We are going to be playing Follow the Leader a little bit later on, a quarter of an hour or so. We'll be finding out where all the party political leaders are. That's going to be really exciting. But should we? Are we going to do the French election thing now, Cass?
Yeah.
Yeah? It's on the running order there. Okay, do you want to send in the work experience then so we can do it? Is that a good idea? Yeah, cool. Yeah, this is. Did you watch any of the coverage of the French election last night, Cornelius, or were you actually doing something more interesting?
No, I was watching two Harry Potter films.
Oh, you're still continuing your.
Yeah,
what are you up to now?
No, four or five. I just watched Goblet of Fire, whatever that one is.
I don't know. I think that's 26, 27. Not sure. Number four, apparently. Goblet of Fire sounds very euphemistic, I think. Anyway, I watched quite a lot of the coverage. And it was good. What was fun was finding out how many presenters. Dermot Murnaghan on Sky News was not. He was not enjoying it.
No,
he was not enjoying. Yeah, because the first half of the show, he was doing it like they'd found some rooftop with a view of the Eiffel Tower, and you could see them kind of thinking, "Hey, this is brilliant. This look at this. This is a great location for our broadcast." But it was right by like a massive junction, like possibly by the Arc de Triomphe or something, where. Everyone in France was with their car sounding their horn. And you could hear him just, he was sort of trying to be all jolly about it, but he was not enjoying it. He was kind of going, well, I suspect you can hear the celebrations going on. He was like raised voice and saying, Jean-Claude Juncker has tweeted something, but I cannot hear a word through my earpiece. So I can't tell you what it says, but I'm sure it says congratulations. He was not enjoying it. He was not enjoying the day.
Poor Derm.
Poor old Derms, man. It was also a fun game to see how many times he got called a macaroon, the new president of France. President Macron says that... that was quite entertaining. People hastily trying to learn it. But Sasha is here. Hi, Sasha.
Hello.
Hello there. Thanks for joining us. You're on work experience.
I am indeed.
And you've have you got a degree in French?
I do.
Wow.
A whole degree in French.
A whole degree. That's the equivalent to, like... probably 9 baccalaureates, I would think.
Pretty much, yeah.
We thought we could do, because Mr. Macaroon's speech was being sort of live translated by these interpreters. And it's a real skill that, you know, it's a very difficult thing where you have to listen to something in one language and then immediately translate it and repeat it out loud. And, you know, very impressive. And there's just sort of, you get this very specific intonation to people who are doing that, who sort of say something like, I will do my best to serve the French people and will maintain. And it's, you can hear, you're like, that must be really hard.
Yeah.
So we thought on your first day of work experience, that's what we put you through.
Brilliant. Throw me in the deep end.
Yeah, so I've written. This is definitely not a transcript of the speech given by Mr. Macaroon. This is. I don't know where I've gone with this, but I thought we'd see how far we could get before you say I'm not prepared to say that on the radio.
Okay,
Sasha, and you could try and do a live translation. What could possibly go wrong, right?
Yeah,
we have a button in the studio which says dump. Now it's not. What you might think. I know we do long shows here, but there's no commode installed. It's simply if there's anything we need to jettison from the airwaves, we can travel back in time. So if there's anything that you think, this is not broadcastable.
Okay.
We're going to leave all of those editorial decisions in your hands.
Fabulous.
On your first.
I'm ready.
Are you ready? Are you excited? Okay. Here we go. I should have brought in a megaphone or something. Les citoyens de la République française.
The citizens of the French Republic.
Je veux, du fond de mon cœur, vous remercier.
I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Pour cette occasion de vous servir.
for this opportunity to serve you.
You're doing very well.
Almost too well, because it sounds as like we've given you the script before, which can assure you we haven't.
Yeah, no one has actually...
She's just better than we sort of anticipated so far.
I'm just very good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Je veux aussi remercier ma chère femme.
I also want to thank my dear wife.
Brigitte. Can't translate that. Qui m'a accompagné sur ce voyage remarquable.
Who has accompanied me in this remarkable journey.
Elle est l'amour de ma vie.
She is the love of my life.
Je ne sais pas comment vous exprimer ce qu'elle a fait pour moi.
I don't know how to express what she has done for me.
You're really good at this. This is amazing. Elle a fait des choses avec force.
She has done things with power.
Avec patience.
With patience.
Et avec une carotte.
And with a carrot.
Une grande carotte.
A big carrot.
Qu'elle avait chauffée avec sa bouche.
That she warmed up with her mouth.
Thank God that means mouth.
La lutte a été parfois vraiment difficile.
The fight was often very difficult.
Mais elle m'a montré un amour.
But she demonstrated a love.
Que je n'aurais jamais cru exister.
That I would have never thought existed.
Une fois.
One time.
Brigitte a pris une pile de voiture.
Brigitte took a battery car. A car battery.
Et une boîte de pudding de riz.
And a tin of rice pudding.
Just say when you're not comfortable, okay?
Okay.
Elle m'a foncé avec, et puis elle l'a branché.
I might not say that.
I knew we were getting it now.
Et j'ai ressenti des émotions presque insupportables.
And I felt almost unsupportable emotions.
Yeah. Unbearable.
Yeah, unbearable.
Et maintenant.
And now.
Parlons de notre chien.
Let's talk about our dog.
Lucky. I think we'll leave it. I think we'll leave it there. Sasha, that was very impressive.
Oh, thank you.
You did brilliantly.
You're very good at French.
Did you get like a placement thing? Did you spend time in France?
I lived there for a year, so.
Where did you live?
Montpellier. It's in the southeast.
That explains.
I think they voted for Macron.
Do you? Because I find, I can understand French anywhere but Paris.
Yeah.
And then when you get to Paris, it's like it's a different language.
Yeah, well, they don't like to include themselves in the rest of France.
They don't, do they?
It's very much Paris and the rest of France.
Because in France, like particularly in the south of France, they enunciate everything beautifully. Mm. Someone said once to me in France, c'est l'accent qui chante.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Which is what?
The accent that sings.
Yeah.
Wow.
Whereas in Paris, it's like... like all of the kind of cliches of French people talk...
So it's like the French equivalent of Liverpool.
Where... No, because there's more energy in Liverpool.
Okay. Well, what about Birmingham? That's always topping the
Birmingham
unsexy accent.
Is the new Paris. Yeah, I would say, yeah, maybe.
Poles.
But in a way, maybe it's like sort of like South London, or talks like that, yeah?
Well, I speak South London.
Yeah, well, I had to learn South London.
Did you?
Well, yeah, because I went to comprehensive school there.
Okay.
Everyone always thinks I'm some posh boy. I'm not. So like, I come out of school, I was all like, I talk like that, yeah? Mm. It's like that, isn't it? They talk like that. That's fact. Statement of fact.
Well, I mean, Southwest France, that accent is tricky.
That's easy, Southwest France.
Not like if you go like right into the deep country and start talking.
That's the same with Southwest England, though.
Yeah,
that's true. Fair enough. Because I spent a lot of time near Biarritz in France.
Oh,
That's southwest France.
That is southwest.
That's right, as about as south and west as you can get.
But maybe it's because it's by the sea. I don't know, they're more open to...
Yeah, maybe. Tourists.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what are you hoping to do with your writing? Would you do simultaneous translate? We should do more of that. That was good.
Well, I mean, after that, maybe I should consider doing some more.
Yeah. We'll ramp up the speed and perhaps depth and colourfulness of vocabulary across the week. Or maybe we just won't after we've had a meeting. But Sasha, thank you. That was brilliant. Well done. Thanks for having me. That was amazing. Coming up after the break, we're going to find out where all the party political...
very Parisian there.
Yeah, thanks very much. I'm going to have to get like a pastille. When we play Follow the Leader.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Join the conversation party. Talk Radio.
Hey Britain, listen up. EE gives you 4G in more places than any other UK network. That's why it's the best choice for the new Samsung Galaxy S8. Catch your favorite shows on the epic Infinity display on the go. What are you waiting for? Get it today and get a new Samsung every 12 months with EE annual upgrade. On EE, your galaxy has no boundaries. Looks like Great Britain just got a whole lot greater.
Annual upgrade dependent on eligible device and price plan. Minimum term applies. RootMetrics UK 4G comparison of 4 mobile networks. July to December 2016. See ee.co.uk for further details.
Right, that's it. This relationship is over.
Eric.
When I think of the money I spent on you. But it was never enough, was it? There was always something else. What was it you had to have last time?
Eric!
A starter motor?
At Van Monster, every van is covered by our price match promise, our unique 5-day money-back guarantee, and includes a 6-month warranty. Terms and conditions apply. Find your perfect work partner at vanmonster.com.
I'm leaving you for a younger van.
Landlords, Direct Line guarantees to be other insurers' renewal premiums for the same cover. Can your insurance do that? Switch to Direct Line Landlord. New customers only. Qualifying criteria apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
MyCarMeter.com.
A new clutch? That's really gonna cost me.
Whatever your car needs, just type in a few details and approved local businesses will quote for your work. Then pick whichever's best for you. Just visit
mycarmeter.com.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Leicestershire's northbound M1 near East Midlands Airport's heavy. A couple of lanes out by an accident between 24A and 24. There's an accident on the M4 in Bristol if you're westbound near the Almondsbury interchange at junction 20. One lane's closed there. Still can't join the London bound M40 at junction 3. That's because of an accident closing the entry slip. No change in Chesham in Hertfordshire. The westbound A41 at the A416 is still closed by an accident. And if you're in King's Lynn, now both sides of the A47 are closed at the Hardwick Road roundabout because of an accident. I'm Joanna Adams.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that should stop them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fix the car like a hero shop.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In the greatest comeback since Bobby Ewing showed up in Pam Shower.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The mighty James Whale is back.
You know the one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio. Unfiltered comment, scorched earth debate, and an ill-advised leather steps.
You making some kind of joke?
You look ridiculous. Take it off. Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
Are you ready, man?
The dome-headed sage of speech radio returns to the airwaves for 3 hours of essential national night talk. Cometh the hour, cometh the whale. The James Whale Show, tonight from 7 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. 100% hard talk.
Jake Yap in for John Holmes.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it's Jake Yap in for John Holmes today and tomorrow only. John Holmes will be back on Wednesday. If I can get those cable ties off him. Vaping has been in the news. It's outstripped cigarette smoking for the first time. So we thought, well, let's get jazzy with some new vape flavours. Come on, guys, let's get creative. Never mind your rhubarb and custards. Strawberry. Come on, we can think outside the vape tube. I've had some fabulous suggestions. Thanks very much. Ang Harrod has suggested, just in time for the new season, suntan lotion.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a bad smell, actually, is it?
It's a really good smell because of just...
The associated...
Yeah.
Sunblock 50 for the extra health conscious. Well, they're saying now, aren't they? Saying people are wearing too much sunblock and everyone's now getting vitamin D deficiency. You can't win, mate. You can't win.
Yeah, but people aren't wearing sunblock every day of their lives.
Some people, mate.
Who's doing that?
Them dogs. Them short-haired dogs. Like goths, that's another one.
Goths.
Cassis, yeah, that's a good point. Oh, no. Yeah, have you not been down Camden in London?
Yeah, Camden Market is 50% sunblock, isn't it? All the stores.
They grow mushrooms on their own skin. Anyway, David suggests new vape flavours. Snot. What? MSG. What? Hang on.
Snot, yeah, I dig that.
TCP. Oh, hang on. My grandmother's flat. I'd smell the TCP, man. What was she doing in there? I'll let that sink in for a bit. He's also suggested Bovril. cat fur. Actually, I like the smell of cat fur.
No,
yeah,
I'm also
a nice
allergic.
Smell. Yeah, that's a nice smell.
No, it's not. Cats stink. Cats smell bad.
No, like their bums aren't great, but like cat fur generally smells nice.
No.
I could get behind
I'm also
that.
Allergic. So get... no.
He also suggests socks, and then in brackets, used hard. Those socks have been used hard. Never heard that phrase before. That's brilliant. He also suggests, Dave suggests Marmite. He was the one who suggested chicken tikka masala. Thanks,
yeah,
Dave.
Yeah, cheers, Dave.
Or Rothmans, which is a nice sort of self-defeating idea. Second vote for Watsits from Anissa. Also suggests Branston Pickle and Copy Dex. Dave asks, if Dan Wooten was a vape, what would he smell like? That's a good question. Dan Wooten, of course, is the Sun's showbiz
editor.
Yeah. Unlike you, of course, who is Talk Radio's
political editor.
Yeah. Dan Wooten, I don't know what he'd smell of. What do you think he'd smell of? I think
Haribo.
Haribo?
Yeah.
No. I think he'd smell of brine. Like the sea, you know, like sort of surf culture in the Antipodes. I don't know if he's from New Zealand or Australia.
No, showbiz people, anyone who works in showbiz.
They smell good.
No, yeah, it's mainly Haribo, I find. Mainly they smell of penny sweets.
Really?
Mm.
Not Penny Smith?
No.
Any sources just Branston Pickle. That'd be a nice vape.
Yeah.
That's a nice tangy vape. Mm. Or Copy Dex.
What's Copy Dex? Can you just remind me?
Oh, my God. It's like it's a glue, but it smells super powerful. I think it smells like fish, right? Like super concentrated
fish
smell.
Yeah, it's characteristic fishy odour, it says.
Yeah.
Mm.
I kind of...
Has it got solvents in?
No, I don't think it does. I think it's just made out of like fish bones or something.
I gotta tell you, probably shouldn't.
I
gotta
tell you, when I was a kid,
safe to smell.
Don't sniff it too closely, guys. But when I was a kid, I used to like the smell of Copy Dex. It was really, really stringy.
Did you ever eat it?
It was like latex. It was like a latexy glue. I used to love that smell. I would go for that one. Simon suggests petrol, shaken vac, or cheese. Julie suggests hobnobs. That's the second biscuit vote we've had. Soup.
Soup.
Oh, like, you know, like that tinned vegetable soup smell. Nothing is more savoury than that.
That's true.
If I was pregnant, I think that might be the last thing I'd want to smell. Asphalt. Oh, yeah.
Do you like...
Do you like
tarmac.
Your asphalt? Yeah. Susan Cameron's there. it's a long story. Or velvet. So hobnobs.
Or lavender. Asphalt. What do you think about lavender?
It's a bit soapy, isn't it?
I quite like the smell of lavender.
Because you like the smell of old ladies. Julie says that hobnob soup, asphalt and velvet, ironically, are also the names of her children. That's very good. Thanks very much. Oh, man, so many of these have come through.
Sean McGinty has suggested Vimto, which a lot of them... do actually smell like, sort of, from secondary
I think there
inhaler.
Is. I reckon there is a vintage.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. If, probably
they're all very sweet, aren't they? So,
quite
yeah.
sickly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. K-Bear asks, could I persuade you to have a quick tug on my kale and tofu flavour vape? No, I'm not going to drag on that. Lion Bar suggests Dave. Another vote for Steak Bakes and Watsits. Says essentially, I just quoted my lunch to you. Pete Smith says Spangles, WKD Blue, or Rusks. Oh yeah, Rusks. That kind of biscuity kind of.
Oh yeah,
smell.
They're like for babies, aren't they?
Yes. Rusks. Yeah, it's for teething on. Nice teething vape. And Fuffin, calling back to I think the first suggestion, which was Play-Doh. Once, when I was 5, I ate some cake that tasted like the smell of Play-Doh. It was horrible. It defies logic.
There's lots of stuff like that. Yeah, yeah, petrol smells nice. Tastes horrible. No, I've never tasted it, but you just know it will not taste good.
It's okay, like on a cracker with chitno. It's not right. It's time for us to play Follow the Leader. This June the 8th, we'll see the polls fly wide open. Yes, the polls will gape slackly open once more for another general election. This, in turn, has meant that all the party leaders are having to leave the comfort of their Westminster bubble. Yeah? Yeah. And traverse the sometimes sunny, sometimes very, very dangerous campaign trail. And the good news is that we have updates as we follow them across the country and some nauseatingly catchy music. I love this tune. As we... follow the leader, 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 follow the leader. Love them soccer brothers.
Soccer boys.
Whatever. Theresa May. Let's start with her. She spent her weekend in the West Midlands, one of the four areas in which the Tories had mayoral wins. She's been saying, though, that her party can't be complacent ahead of the general election.
I'm taking nothing for granted. I need support from across the United Kingdom to strengthen my hand. And only a vote for me and my team will ensure that Britain has the strong and stable leadership we need in order to ensure that we get the best deal for Britain from Brexit.
I haven't heard that phrase before. Today, after the Tories have announced that they are to keep their immigration targets from their last manifesto, Lib Dem leader Tim Farron, who's on his way to conquer Scotland in his battle bus... has reacted to the Conservatives' manifesto announcement.
Theresa May should have learnt this by now, the number of times that she's failed to meet her own targets as Home Secretary. Having fixed targets is just foolish. You do it for political reasons, to try and appease the odd newspaper, but actually what you end up doing is hurting British business. Our hospitals, our universities.
This bus terminates here, all change, please. UKIP's Paul Nuttall spent his weekend campaigning in Burgh le Mars. You know Burgh le Mars, it's that historic market town near Skegness, he read. He's also been talking about his immigration policy. He's announced he wants a one-in, one-out policy.
UKIP will go into this election with a policy of balanced migration, which means zero net immigration over the next 5-year period.
Cheers, Paul. Jeremy Corbyn has been meeting student nurses. What's interesting is, like, I'm getting rid of this music every time we hear the quote from the politician, and I've noticed that you and I keep bobbing our heads like it's still going. It's kind of weird. Anyway, Jeremy Corbyn has been meeting student nurses today at the University of Worcester. He's been saying that his approach to Brexit would be different from the government's so far.
I wouldn't start negotiations by threatening that we might walk away and set up some kind of low-tax enterprise on the shores of Europe. I would point out we've had a referendum, we had a decision that we want to maintain a good, serious trading relationship with Europe, with tariff-free access to the European market.
God, stop shouting, Jeremy. Green co-leader Caroline Lucas is headed to the Isle of Wight today. She's been reacting to the results of last week's local elections.
If I were to just pick the one positive thing from tonight, beyond the fact that the Greens have done well, is the fact that we're seeing a collapse of UKIP. And I think the more that we can see a collapse of a party that has been standing for hate and for division, that has to be a good thing too.
And finally, north of Hadrian's Wall, Nicola Sturgeon has been hanging out with her six councillors elected to the Glasgow Council. She's been saying that her party is the only one to provide an opposition to the government.
Theresa May, on the strength of support in England, is going to win the general election. So for Scotland, you know, if we want strong voices standing up for Scotland's interests and holding the Tories to account at Westminster, then that can only come from the SNP.
Well, they would say all of that, wouldn't they? That's it for today. There'll be more of that tomorrow when we play once again.
Follow the leader, 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 follow the leader. Follow the leader, 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 follow the leader.
Follow me.
Follow the leader, 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 follow the leader. Follow the leader, 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 follow the leader.
And freeze! Let's catch up with the latest news headlines with Victoria Bourne.
Talk Radio.
The Conservatives will restate their commitment to putting a figure on net migration. David Cameron introduced a target of tens of thousands when he was Prime Minister. It's going to be repeated again in the current election manifesto. UKIP want to halve immigration to 300,000 a year. Leader Paul Nuttall's also announced a one-in, one-out approach.
UKIP will go into this election with a policy of balanced migration, which means zero net immigration over the next 5 year period.
Emmanuel Macron has spent his first day as France's president-elect at a VE Day memorial. It's been confirmed his inauguration will be on Sunday. An Iraqi man has admitted beating to death a fellow detainee at an immigration facility. Zani Youssef killed Bangladeshi national Tarek Chowdhury in a cell in London in December. The 32-year-old pleaded guilty to manslaughter by diminished responsibility. A two-year-old girl is recovering from serious injuries after being attacked by a number of dogs in a garden in Liverpool. A 35-year-old man has been arrested and several dogs have been seized. And Emma Watson says getting the first acting award in history that doesn't separate nominees based on their sex is very meaningful. She picked up the Genderless Acting Prize at last night's MTV Movie and TV Awards. The weather mostly dry with the best of the sunshine in the west, cooler and cloudier further east with highs of 17 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
And in 60 minutes, Victoria, what do we have?
Bonus news.
Bonus news. This is where you make up the time because you've got the diminished bulletins.
That's right. They used to be longer.
They used to be longer. Now, what is that all about? Is that Brexit?
No, it was. I think it may predate Brexit, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It might not, actually. I don't know. I can't remember when it came in.
Right.
But when the station first launched, with 3 minute bulletins in the afternoon, and now it's two. Yep. There was no explanation why.
No.
But I think that I've been doing 2 minute bulletins for longer than I ever did 3 minute bulletins.
Are you saying, is there some averaging out thing now? Is that what you're saying?
No, the thing is, you set the precedent by doing the 3 minute bulletins at the start.
Yeah. You left yourself in a not very strong negotiating position.
Well,
there.
It's not me.
No one's saying
no,
it's
you. No.
But so what that means is that you give us some bonus news in an hour's time,
yes.
Which is brilliant. And I'm looking forward to what is it today? We're saying it's animal.
I believe it's animal news.
Animal, not vegetable nor mineral. But how's it going? How's the bulletin going?
Well, I've not bothered to look into it because you hadn't mentioned it.
Oh, really? I failed to understand. This only happens because we literally coerce you on air.
Yeah.
And put you in a corner that you can't back out of
exactly.
Because everyone's already heard you. Really? I didn't know that's how it worked.
Yeah.
Okay, well, if that's the way the system works, Victoria Bourne will be on a trampoline on the South Bank in London in 1 hour's time with her bonus news, if you'd like to come and check
her out.
What,
are you going to source a trampoline?
That's your problem. I'm sorry.
No.
I don't work for the news department here. That is not my problem.
Well, I think
you're
that's
the one doing the trampoline news. I'm sorry. It's nothing to do with me.
That's a production issue.
So yeah,
maybe
so
Cornelius
take it up
and
with
Cass need to get on it if you're making these outlandish demands.
Who's your line manager?
Robin Schoenhofer.
Right, we'll take it up with Robin Schoenhofer then.
No.
Perhaps we could get her in. in a little bit.
All right, I'm sure she's fine.
Fine.
To talk to you.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Yeah. If you could just tell her that we need to have a word because you will be doing the bulletin from a trampoline on the South Bank in 1 hour's time. If that's how it works, we just say it on air and then it happens. Brilliant. And I will be accepting a personal check for £28,000 in 1 hour's time here on Talk Radio. Thanks very much, Victoria.
I don't have a checkbook.
Look. This is not my problem. Like, this is not my department. This has nothing to do with me.
We promised it to the listeners now.
Yeah,
they'll be disappointed
if
Jake doesn't.
They will be devastated.
Mm.
Fixing me with that look is not going to help you get your trampoline ordered, so I would run along if I were you. Thanks very much. Victoria Bourne should be here in half an hour.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Do the hustle. Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Saturday afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio. Get turned on to all killer, no filler conversation.
Jake Yap, in for John Holmes on Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Very good afternoon to you. It's Jake Gabin for John Holmes today. And tomorrow, your vape flavours have still been coming in. We'll have some more of those in a moment. But what have you seen, Cornelia?
Jake, when was the last time you went on holiday to, I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly, Dua on Achill Island?
Oh, I was in, there. I was there. Like, the I was there. I was there. I've never been there.
Well,
what is it?
Fortunately, you didn't go post 1984 through to now, because it's a sandy beach town, which in 1984 had its beach washed away and turned into rock due to a number of storms at the time.
Okay.
But there's some excellent news.
Tell me.
Pack your bags.
What?
Due to some freak tides over a number of 10 days last month. The beach has returned to the town.
That's nuts.
A full sand beach has just appeared over the space of 10 days to this little village, and villagers are delighted.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so when it first happened in 1984,
yeah,
well, the village went to pot. There were guest houses closing down and the like.
Yeah.
The tourism industry there plummeted.
Yeah, of course.
As the beach sand was just replaced by a number of jagged rocks.
Yeah.
The good news is that you can go back there.
That's fantastic. I actually saw the same story in The Sun, and they came up with this headline.
Okay.
The beach is back.
Yeah.
What did they come up with for the Metro?
Our beach is back.
Oh, okay.
Still, though, it's good to know that you can go to that beach now. And
yeah,
I mean, the chances of being washed away along with a whole sand of beach. I mean, it's not going to happen twice.
Yeah, lightning doesn't... Yeah, that's good. Yeah, it's spelled D-O-O-A-G-H.
I literally...
It might be pronounced... It's Frinton. I mean, it could be... You never know, do you? It's a tricky language, though. I learned Welsh for a while. They are hard, man.
Yeah,
those languages are hard. They are hard languages. Like, they are hard to learn. Anyway, thanks very much for that. I saw this story, which... frankly beggared belief. Okay.
Oh god, what have they done this time?
Mate, you won't believe it. These bankers.
Oh, don't get me
banker
started.
Banker by name. Oh mate, don't even mate. This is in the paper here. I'm reading this.
What
and
have
I'm
they done?
Well
what
mate.
Have they done?
Okay.
In fact, don't even tell me.
No, I don't even have to, do I?
No.
You can probably make it up.
Yeah, I'm
go
disgusted.
On then, make it up.
They've instead of giving money to a tramp, just sort of shoved it down his throat and made him actually eat the money.
Oh, God, I think there are stories a bit like that.
Oh,
yeah, I mean, there's some really awful stories a bit like that. No, this is in today's Sun. This is... the headline is Blow Compare, which is quite impressive. Apparently, there's a spreadsheet circling among traders in banks, which is literally a spreadsheet rating... Well, it's like TripAdvisor. It's... cocaine dealers. It's got their phone number, their name, their price per gram, and the rating of their product.
Wow. And this is just going around, doing the rounds.
Yeah, it's literally just going around, and so now someone's got it, right? So it's...
Sniff Advisor.
I mean, I just thought TripAdvisor, but I guess it's not the same, right? Because that's a different kind of... I don't know anything about drugs.
I think The Sun have got it right with Blow Compare.
Blow Compare is the one, I think.
Yeah.
I think
fair
that's
play
the
to
one.
Them.
But
they got a screenshot of the spreadsheet there.
What about the NASGAC index? Can you say that?
I don't get that.
GAC is like a word for cocaine, isn't
okay.
it?
Okay.
NASDAQ, I don't know. That's what it's like at a sub-editor's meeting at the Sun.
Yeah,
anyway,
they're just going stock it, they Chang.
Yeah. it's amazing. It says so. It's got the rating of the beak. That's another one, apparently.
What's beak? What does that mean?
Cocaine, I think.
Okay,
I have no idea. Good, unknown, usually decent, pretty decent, not great. That's Aldo. So they've all got these names, and of course they're like drug dealer names, which is hilarious. So they're all called things like Party Dan or Japanese. I found out Japanese. According to this, his rating is great.
Oh, dear.
Baz, that's a standard Baz, drug dealer
yeah.
name, isn't it?
Probably, I wouldn't know, but...
Brixton Boy. Yeah. Party Chris. Rory Lem Lem.
Rory Lem, he just Rory does Lem Lem.
Yeah. Or Keith. That's another one.
Keith.
Yeah. There's also Nigel or Steve.
What, as one?
Don't know, yeah. Depends what day you... Yeah, Nigel or Steve. Hello, this is Nigel speaking. Yeah, sorry, I've got to speak to Steve, please. So, yeah, extraordinary. Extraordinary, this sort of thing is happening. I find all the drug stuff very frightening. I couldn't do it, man. I could not do any of that.
I'm the same, yeah.
I feel like sort of those campaigns in schools, you know, for anti-smoking and drugs and stuff, like in the 80s. Mm. Saying, just say no and blah, blah, blah. Like, millions of pounds they spent and the whole lot went on me. But it was really effective. Like, I would never...
I used to faint during those bits at school. Made me pretty popular.
Yeah, I bet it did. Anyway, Chris has said, why do you keep talking about vaping? Well, Chris, thanks for asking. I think it's rank, but apparently it's outstripped
it's in the news.
Cigarette smoking. That's the news today. We're talking about the news. It's, you know, it's just one of those things. And we were looking at flavours. People have come up with some fabulous hot new flavours for vapes. We've had some suggestions. Gerbil bedding suggests great.
Oh,
no, that's, man, that's nice.
No,
unused.
That's,
I think unused.
Smells.
Unused. No, that's nice. Like the straw smells great.
Okay.
Musty library book.
Oh, yeah. Library books smell good.
Really?
Yeah.
Some of them just smell like sardine oil. That might just be my library. Urinal block.
No.
Cement après rain. That's petrichor. That's known as petrichor. That smell, isn't it? That sort of mineral smell when it rains. That's called petrichor. Coriander, salmon and hummus. Presumably not in one, says Sean. Oh, and cheesy cravers. A lot of people suggesting that. Thanks very much for those. You can keep... Do you know what? We've had so many. I think we probably need to stop now. After the break... Oh, my goodness. We are all over Datchet. That's our spotlight on local news. We're going to South London. Where else? After this.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
And now the latest traffic news. There are widespread reports of camels, yes, camels, on roads right across the region. But no hold-ups. Once those camels fill up, they keep going. Like when you fill up with BP Ultimate with active technology. It removes dirt to help your engine perform at its best, so you can keep moving. And finally, reports of more camels on the ring road. Keep moving with BP Ultimate. Green lights all the way.
Benefits achieved over time and may vary due to factors including vehicle type, condition and driving style. See bp.com/ultimate.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable as I'd been out of work for a little while and it gave me some breathing space. I did very little and I got some money back. It was awesome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that just stopped them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fix the car like a hero shop.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
There's delays for the M1 near East Midlands Airport. If you're southbound, a couple of lanes are closed around junction 24A. And then further down the M1, there's the lane out because of some debris in the carriageway. This is near to the Luton Airport Spur Road around Junction 10. Bristol's westbound M4 is busy because of an accident near the Almondsbury interchange. One lane's out there. The westbound side of the A41 in Chesham in Hertfordshire is still closed around the A416 because of an accident. And finally in King's Lynn, both sides of the A47 around the Hardwick roundabout remain closed by an accident. I'm Joanna Adams.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone, from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that just stopped them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fix to the car like a hero shop.
Every weeknight from 10 p.m., take a far-out trip into the twilight zone of late-night radio with Ian Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Lee.
Unmissable late-night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Ian Lee on air and off the leash.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night, 10 till 1. It's going to be awesome.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
Late Night Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
He is our friend.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Jake Yap, in for John Holmes
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Very good afternoon to you. It's lovely to be here. Sam Delaney is up from 4. Okay, we're taking it through till 7 after that. James Whale and Ash. And Ian Lee from 10. It's time now for All Over Datchet. This is where we throw a spotlight on an area of the UK that doesn't necessarily get the fullest attention. But we think, nevertheless, merits, you know, some scrutiny. We've been to Cornwall, Scotland, the wilds of Norfolk. But today, we're going to South London in our feature. All Over Datchet on Talk Radio. Yes, we're talking to Toby Porter, he's chief reporter. You gotta love that.
Yeah.
Toby Porter, chief reporter. That's fabulous. For the South London Press, good afternoon.
Hi there.
Can you just introduce yourself like you were... I'm sorry, you must get this all the time. Do you get this all the time?
Actually, surprisingly rarely.
Really? I'm sorry.
Do you have business cards with it on?
Yeah.
Yes, I do. Brilliant. Yeah. Wow. But I don't get that many jokes, yeah, surprisingly.
Well, you're in South London. Listen, I was raised in South East London by wolves, and you know, I'm a South London survivor. Although it's gone quite posh now, I feel. Has it?
Parts of it.
Parts of it. Where are you based in South London?
We're based all over, obviously. Our office is in Penge.
Penge. Dear Penge.
I think Tony Hancock used to call it cringe or something like that.
Something like that. Yeah, I used to live in Catford.
Okay.
It explains a lot, I think. Yeah, I know it well. Are you a native to South London?
No. I've lived all over, from Thamesmead to Tooting to Wandsworth to...
Crikey.
Yeah, quite a lot of the patch. But yeah, no, not native. I was born... way out west in the Cotswolds, so that doesn't count.
Okay, well, let's talk about some of these stories. There's one about, it's Millwall. This is a sports thing.
Is that all right?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's
go for it. Cornelius will be enjoying this very much, I think.
Yeah.
Well, I was a sports editor, so, yeah, I know a little bit about what's going on at Millwall. It's the... fifth time they've been at Wembley, the new Wembley, and it's been only been in existence for 10 years, so that must be some kind of record. There's Premier League clubs that haven't been that often in that period of time, and they won up at Scunthorpe last night, who had a very good home record. So yeah, there'll be another trip to Wembley for Neil Harris and his boys.
That's wonderful news.
I'm gutted. I'm a Charlton fan.
Okay.
Which is also in South London, right?
Yeah.
It's okay. Not very good.
I think you know my brother, Toby.
Okay.
Louis Mendez?
Yes, yeah. He's one of our...
writes for the
paper. Reporters, yeah. Yeah, does a very good job.
Sorry, that's very insular.
Yes. Well, yeah, good. It's a nice family affair.
An unfortunate few years for Charlton, but we're still kind of waiting for things to turn the corner.
Just to confirm, this is talk radio. let's move on. Let's talk about this Rotherhithe vicar doing a parachute jump. Surely not in the full outfit.
I don't think so, no.
Okay.
I'm not sure he wants to do it at all.
Oh.
we've called it a leap of faith. Yeah, he doesn't like heights.
Ah, that's great.
Yeah, he doesn't like heights. So he needs help from on high, but he's hoping not very high at all.
Wow. So what's the charity he's doing it for?
It's actually his church. His church is... it's got six or so pillars holding the roof up, and they're crumbling, and they don't have any... reinforced support, whether it be steel or iron, so needs to raise between £50,000 and £100,000.
Crikey.
It's quite a lot of money. He doesn't like heights. Somebody suggested he abseil down the O2, and he said, no, I'd rather jump out of a plane. So that's what they've got him doing.
Wow.
Poor bloke.
That is harsh, man. I do feel for, like, it's hard, isn't it? Those churches all kind of falling into disrepair, and you have to kind of... Yeah, it takes a lot to keep them all running, doesn't it?
Well, this was only built in the after the war, so it should
really?
Have been a little bit longer, yes. Yeah.
Crikey.
But a lot of things put up cheaply in those years, so a lot of them are falling down.
It would take a lot, wouldn't it, to... You wouldn't feel good about yourself being a cowboy builder building a church. You know what I mean?
No,
that's got to be pretty low, hasn't it?
Well, you know, it's the area where the Blitz was mostly in southeast London, and a lot of things to renew the infrastructure went up quickly. But I'm sure there's quite a few houses which have gone up and come down again in the intervening time.
Mm.
Maybe the church is. It was supposed to have, you know, steel girders to support the pillars, and that's what the architect built drawings showed. But when one started to crumble, they had a little drill to it, and it went straight through without hitting any metal. So,
wow.
Yeah, they need quite a lot of money.
Ah, oh, terrifying. I'm not good with heights myself. I wouldn't fancy any of that. What's this about Southwark City Farm?
It's been going 40 years. They're going to put up a blue plaque to mark the fact of the amount of work it does in the community.
City farms must be such an alien concept to anyone who doesn't live in a city. Like, it's a mad idea. It's not like you have countryside city things.
Yeah, there are a lot of them, and children really like those sorts of things. And it's important for families in the area to see kind of a hint of rural England. Some of them spend a lot of their lives in the inner city and never get to see outside of London much. So, you know, there's Dean City Farm in Wimbledon, there's Vauxhall City Farm, there's this one. There should be more. Maybe some dairy produce would be come in handy as well.
Yeah, well, yeah. I do think they should invert it. You should have farm cities, you know, where children come and see the muggers and the syringes in the farm city. the petting zoo.
There's a fair share of those.
There's
a few estates. You could just, if you went onto them, if you would want to, then you wouldn't have too much difficulty seeing them.
Really? Well, tell us about the Aylesbury estate, finally.
That's not one of them, because there's virtually nobody left there anymore. There's only a handful of people living there. But Southwark Council have wanted to demolish it for some time. They're in the process of doing so, but there's a last block or two where the residents are holding out and have fought a long and difficult battle against Southwark to keep their homes. The deals they're being offered for their properties, because they're leaseholders, are very poor, but there's national guidelines for it. It's the old dilemma. Residents will want as much money as they can get out of the local authority, but the local authority wants to keep its capital costs down and its council tax down, so it wants to keep down the amount that it's having to pay out to people. And
Crikey.
The amount of money that residents are being offered, these leaseholders, is very, very far below what the market rate would be for the equivalent in the area. You know, you're looking at maybe a couple hundred grand at the most offer for a two-bed flat, but you're not going to get much change, half £1 million in that area.
Really?
For a two-bed flat.
Really?
No. Elephant and Castle especially, the amount of tower blocks going up is scary. And it's happening in all the core parts of South London. So,
wow.
Equally in Vauxhall, in South Bank, you name a spot with a name or a tube station, and developers want to put tower blocks up there, and some of them are really pretty unsightly.
Do you feel like the sort of the profile of South London is changing? Because, I mean, if people don't know South London, South London has always traditionally been the sort of the poorer sibling in London.
You know,
property prices have been cheaper, and generally, like, some pockets of South East London obviously are very, very posh and gentrified, Battersea and places like that. But there have been some quite ropey, but I mean, you know, to be honest, 200 grand for a two-bed flat is not bad from where I was living in South East London a couple of years ago. But has it changed? Is it changing in profile?
There's areas that get quite glamorous headlines about their gentrification. Peckham is one at the moment, Tooting's another. They all sort of end up at the top of the survey at the Sunday Times or something like that.
Right.
And they are changing very rapidly.
Yes.
People, you know, supposed hipsters are moving in.
Yeah. I'm so edgy! I live in Peckham! I'm so street!
It's already happened to Brixton. You can see, especially in Brixton Village, that the profile of the population there is changing so rapidly.
Yeah.
But there are pockets where, you know, history has passed them by. I mean, there have been five murders in South London since the beginning of the year.
Crikey.
And there's still a lot of deprivation. The number of food bank meals given out last year was 21% in Lambeth, up on the previous year. So there's deprivation cheek by jowl with areas like Peckham and Tooting, where the population is changing very quickly indeed.
Is there enough social housing in South London, would you say?
Social housing is very important for the caring professions, and so we're talking about nursing, but also the police and fire brigade and staff who do a very important job but are not paid particularly well.
Yeah.
Public servants, teachers especially, wages getting lower comparatively, and their jobs getting more stressful. So definitely. I mean, there's a lot of affordable homes being built as part of developments in South London, and there's a large number of very large new developments, you know, talking £1 billion each. So those are getting affordable houses, but not nearly enough social housing. And campaigners call it social engineering, social cleansing. It can look like that from the outside.
Yeah.
But the way housing legislation is framed these days, it's very, very difficult to build social housing without doing it as part of a development. You can't just throw up a social housing block anymore these days, because there's no such thing as council housing anymore being built. So you have to have £1 billion developments in order to get, you know, a couple hundred social housing homes, and that's not nearly enough. So you're always going to get this changing profile of that the population who consider themselves native having to move out from places like Cheltenham, maybe.
Yeah, strange, changing times. Thanks so much for talking to us today. I would say give my regards to Catford Broadway, but actually don't bother. It was great to talk to you, though. Thanks very much to Toby Porter, Chief Porter at the South London Press. Toby, if people want to find out more, where should they go online?
LondonNewsOnline.co.uk. South London Press comes out on Tuesdays and Fridays, and London Weekly News comes out during the course of the week, starting on Tuesday. So you can read all the stuff we write in those papers, and we're one of the few surviving big London newspapers, local newspapers these days. So it's very important to keep us going.
Well, we wish you well with it. Thanks very much for talking to us today. Coming up after the news, we've got News Amon. It's the Battle of the Inaugurations. We've also got Toppling Juncture, our tip-top quiz show based on the coin for machines. Stay with us.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Join the conversation party.
Countdown to the election on Talk Radio.
Lately, you've been thinking about giving Just for Men a go.
But you want to know, is it easy? Natural looking. Yes, getting rid of your grey with Just For Men is indeed easy and more natural than, say, a chat with Mum. Yes, Mum, you deserve grandkids. We're working on it. No, Mum, I don't live at the pub. Tough stuff. In comparison, Just For Men remains easy. About 5 minutes and you're back to your natural-looking hair colour. Mum, however, is only getting started. Just For Men. Find it in the men's aisle.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade-quality building products. In May, we've got 125 by 18mm solid oak rustic lacquered flooring for only £20.95 ex-VAT per square metre. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
It's not the travel, challenge, the trek or the kit. It's not the adventure that makes joining the Army Reserve the best thing I ever did. It's the sense of belonging.
Here you go, mate. Get us down, yeah?
Join the Army Reserve. Get paid to train in your spare time and find where you belong. Search Army Reserve Jobs.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
It's just after 3 o'clock. Let's catch up with the latest news headlines with Victoria Bourne.
Thanks, Jake. Coming up, Tories' migration plan, toddler attacked by dog, and Facebook's tips for fake news.
Talk Radio.
Leader of the Liberal Democrats has dismissed the Conservatives' renewed promise to reduce net migration down to tens of thousands as a silly artificial target. The aim was originally set by David Cameron in 2010, but was never reached. Tim Farron, he's heading to Scotland on the Lib Dems' battle bus, says it makes no sense.
Theresa May should have learnt this by now, the number of times that she's failed to meet her own targets as Home Secretary. Having fixed targets is just foolish. You do it for political reasons, to try and appease the odd newspaper, but actually what you end up doing is hurting British business. Our hospitals, our universities.
UKIP wants to get even further, with leader Paul Nuttall announcing a one-in-one-out approach, while Labour is promising to scrap hospital car parking fees in England if it wins the general election. The party says it will cost around £162 million, which would be paid for by raising VAT on private healthcare. Meanwhile, in France, Emmanuel Macron has spent his first day as the country's president-elect at a VE Day memorial. He beat the far-right candidate Marine Le Pen in yesterday's election by 2-1. Philippe Legrain, a visitor fellow to the European Institute at the London School of Economics, has told Talk Radio Mr. Macron still has some obstacles to face when forming a government.
Now the question is how many candidates from the established parties, the socialists on the left and the Republicans on the right, will stand as En Marche candidates. If En Marche fails to get a majority, how many would be willing to support an En Marche-dominated government? Or will an explicit coalition be needed?
A toddler has extensive injuries after a dog attack. A 35-year-old man has been questioned after the animals got through a fence into the garden where she was playing. A court's ruled doctors can sedate a man found walking the streets in a confused state in order to provide cancer treatment. A judge says the patient, who's in his 50s, doesn't have the mental capacity to make decisions about care. And Facebook has printed tips on how to spot fake news. The advice includes being sceptical of headlines and investigating where the information has come from.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Mostly dry with the best of the sunshine in the west. Cooler and cloudier further east with highs of 17 degrees.
Did you talk to Robin?
No. I did talk to her because she gave me a coffee and a chocolate bar, so I said thank you.
It's not quite the way it went down.
This is Robin, is your boss.
Yeah.
Who you're supposed to you ask for a trampoline.
Trampoline so that you can do the
I mean, I didn't bother mentioning a trampoline. I did talk about a llama, though. That's animal news related. Coming up.
Yes, that's the bonus news in half an hour's time. Victoria Bourne gives us some bonus news because she's a very kind person. She's very charitable, very equitable. I think that's
very nice of you to say. It's probably the nicest thing you've said in ages.
I'm trying to take a new tack.
Oh, good.
You know, I'm just going to turn it around.
Good.
Okay. All right, then. I mean, don't push it. I'm kidding. Okay, thank you very much, Victoria. Let's have the sports!
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Football Writers Association Footballer of the Year winner N'Golo Kanté says it's a fantastic honour to receive the award. The Chelsea midfielder received more than 65% of the vote ahead of teammate Eden Hazard, with Tottenham's Dele Alli coming third. Tonight, Kanté and his Chelsea teammates will go 7 points clear at the top of the Premier League if they beat Middlesbrough at Stamford Bridge. A win would leave them needing just 3 points from as many games to clinch the title, a feat they'll achieve with victory away at West Brom on Friday evening. As for Borough, they'll be relegated if they lose tonight. Interim boss Steve Agnew knows the odds are stacked against his side.
Well, the one thing I would say is that we've not had much luck this season, you know, and if the luck comes our way over the next few days, then it's something we'll take.
Finally, cricket, and in the IPL today, Sunrisers Hyderabad take on Mumbai Indians. There's full live commentary over on TalkSport 2. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Talk Radio.
JPR in for John Holmes.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It's lovely to be here. Gosh, I'm having a great time. I hope you are too. We've been discussing lots of things today, and we've had a great time. It was good and nice. There you go. What did you do the weekend? Anyway, I'm here covering for John Holmes today and tomorrow only, 1 till 4. Sam Delaney's here from 4. Now, are you ready for this, Marta? Are we going to do this? Good. It's time to play Newsamon Go!
Newsamon!
Yeah! Me, Jake Kevin, Cornelius, hello.
Hello.
We are intrepid Newsamon fighters and
catchers,
obviously. Catching Newsamon in our Newsay balls, preparing them for Newsay battles. Basically, it's top trumps with news stories, and we do battles with a small amount of Pokemon type branding. Basically, the format's just running into the ground, if I'm honest with you. Anyway, in the news today, President François Hollande, the President of France and Holland, has announced that the inauguration of Emmanuel Macron, who is fresh from his role in playing the goody in the French elections, and that the inauguration will be on this Sunday. Sorry, I read that very badly. It doesn't really matter. Let's begin the Newsamon battle, then. It's all about inaugurations. Let the battle begin! Got there in the end. Sorry about that. So, it's the battle of inaugurations on Newsamon. Cornelius, what inauguration have you chosen to battle with?
I've gone, and for me it's the obvious choice, the first inauguration of Ronald Reagan as the 40th President of the United States, which was held on January 20th, 1981. That one.
Okay.
What one have you gone for?
I've gone for the inauguration of Lyndon B. Johnson, 36th President of the United States, on November the 22nd, 1963. The thing is, why have you chosen this one, really? What's this really all about, Cornelius?
I've chosen this one because it's quite closely linked to the Iran hostage crisis.
And you're currently obsessed with hostages.
Hostage crises, yeah.
Yeah. How many documentaries in the last month would you say you've watched about?
About 20.
Okay, well, that's not weird. Okay, so the way it works is there's two rounds. We each pick a topic. It's like Top Trumps, and we compare notes on those things. Now, I don't know what your categories are, so why don't you hit me with your first one, because I'm not afraid. I can take this.
Number of hostages released. My one, during the inauguration of Ronald Reagan, as he was completing his commencement speech, the Iran hostage crisis was brought to an end, while as 52 Americans who were being held at the U.S. embassy by Iranian students and supporters of the Ayatollah were released. 52 left the Iranian airspace and were returned. How many hostages were released during your inauguration?
None.
Zero.
It's not like... It's not part of an inauguration
ceremony. Does that mean
it's ceremony.
Still an inauguration? Oh, no, that's... Sorry. That's doves that they release, isn't it?
Okay, fine.
So that's 1-0 to me. Easy goal.
Okay, well, let's see if I can raise my game now. My first category is deathiness. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because I shouldn't have gone with that, actually. Anyway, this was a remarkable inauguration, right?
Okay.
Because they swore in Lyndon B. Johnson as the 36th President of the United States aboard Air Force One at Love Field following the assassination of President John F. Kennedy earlier that day.
Yeah, well, that's how it works, doesn't it?
Well, it was pretty horrific. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was a partial term that Lyndon B. Johnson did. And it was done with Kennedy's casket on board the aircraft.
Really?
They had to wait until he was on board the aircraft. And then takeoff was delayed until Johnson took the oath of office. So, yeah, it's kind of extraordinary. And the Dallas Police Department sought to prevent Air Force One from taking off, saying that an autopsy was required. So beat that! It was awful.
Deathiness. Well, fortunately, all my hostages got out alive.
Oh, my God.
So there were some deaths related to the Iran hostage crisis, but they were failed rescue attempts much earlier in the year, really. So I don't really think you can link those to the inauguration. That would be unfair.
No, that would not be fair.
So, yeah, I'm going to go for zero because I'm not aware of any deaths directly linked to this inauguration ceremony.
Well, to me, that very much feels like it's one apiece at the end of the first half. As ever, we need some half-time analysis. So it's over to News A Master himself. It's the one and only Jim White.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Honestly, what a battle this has been. A real scorcher. I don't know if I can say this, so keep your finger over the dump button, Marta, but it's really given me the horn. For this battle really is going down to the wire. Jake's precision has been come and go, but you can really feel his momentum swinging. Cornelius's performance so far has really silenced the crowd. Whether that's in a good or bad way, it's hard to call. For me, it's a whole new Newsemon battle now. Great individual efforts, some gutsy play. I can't call who's going to win.
You need to unwind, Cornelius. Thank you very much.
They're just sporting cliches.
Sure they are. Let the second half begin! Okay, do you want to go first or second in this round?
Yeah, I'll go second. You go first.
Okay, my category for this, it's the battle of the inaugurations following the presidential inauguration. Well, was it an inauguration yesterday? Was it?
No, it's happening it's been Sunday. Announced today by Francois Hollande that it will be happening on Sunday.
What I just read out very badly. That.
Yes.
Because of that, it's the battle of the inaugurations. I'm choosing the inauguration of President Lyndon B. Johnson. And for my first category in the second round, I'm going for squeeziness.
What?
Squeeziness. It happened on board Air Force One, right?
Now, which is famously a squeezy plane.
Well, the plane, the area of it, and Wikipedia
is padded.
Wikipedia is calling this fact dubious with a footnote, but they're saying it was 16 feet square. Now, that's like 4 feet by 4 feet. Wait, that sounds really unlikely.
What, the actual...
A 16-foot square stateroom of Air Force One.
Mm.
Guess how many people there were in that space?
I see.
Oh, wait, 16 feet square instead of 16 square feet. That's different, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. That'll just be a square with the area of, rather than...
Whatever, it's a small plane. It's a small plane.
That's a small room, fair play.
How many people would you say were in there? Have a guess, mate.
So I reckon it's about a quarter of the size of this room, would you say? Or maybe
say
the
a third,
size of
maybe
the third.
Maybe a third.
Okay. Okay. I reckon maximum you could fit 20 people in there.
27!
Wow, that is impressive.
So I would say on squeeziness, that's why adding to the discomfort was the lack of air conditioning, as the aircraft had been disconnected from the external power supply in order to take off promptly. As the inauguration proceeded, the four jet engines of Air Force One were being powered up. Do you swear that you will abide by the Constitution? Anyway, that's what I got, squeeziness.
Wow.
And what you got? What you got?
Well, to be fair, I did forget which inauguration you had chosen when I chose this category, which was conspiracy theory level.
Aha! I may have won. Carry on.
Well, no, because I'm going to argue. This is the October surprise conspiracy theory, which relates to the inauguration of Ronald Reagan and leading up across the whole election, that refers to an alleged plot to influence the outcome of the 1980 US presidential election contested between Jimmy Carter, who takes the credit for the hostages being released. There's a lot of negotiation right up to meeting Reagan on the steps on the day of the inauguration. But apparently there's some rumours that the Reagan administration had been going behind the back of the American government at the time, say, look, if we get in, we're going to give you all these good thing, so can you just release the hostages sort of as we're getting in to sort it?
Right.
So yeah, that's pretty much it in layman's terms.
Thanks very much. I think we were all sitting there with our paper and pencil doing the diagram for that one. So
what have I got on conspiracy theory?
Yeah, relating to the inauguration of Lyndon B. Johnson.
Following the assassination of John F. Kennedy.
Yeah, but yes, yeah, no, following.
Nothing really, because I mean, I think there's now pretty much consensus that it was done by humanoid robots on the instruction of shape-shifting aliens. So I don't really have anything on that.
Not the actual inauguration, though. But my inauguration was better. Yours is in a really gloomy sort of atmosphere. My one, during the inauguration, a hostage crisis that had been going on well over a year got solved.
Not unlike this feature. Fine. Well, look, I'm going to give the casting vote to Marta, whose yawn tells me that she's very engaged in this. Marta, who are you going to give this one to? Because, you know, we can't call it. You do it.
If I say that you're the winner, will you give me some grapes?
Have the grapes. You have all the grapes.
Then you're the winner!
Hooray! Hooray! I'm the winner of this week's Newsy Mon Battle. Hooray! Play the thing.
Catch 'em all! Yeah.
Newsy Mon!
There's a conspiracy theory for you.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Well done. Well played. Unlucky.
It'll be the last one tomorrow.
Yeah, I know you're going to miss it.
Mm.
God, I am too. I'm going to the dentist on Wednesday when John's back.
Nice.
Yeah.
How are you going to listen to the show? On the app?
Catch on the app or listen again. Or I'll subscribe to the podcast. Yeah, I just don't know.
Do all three, I'd say.
Yeah, I probably will do
just
all
make
of
sure.
That. Yeah, we'll do all of that. Right, we should talk about funerals, but we're not going to do it now. We're going to do it after this.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Join the conversation party.
Election 2017 on Talk Radio.
Ali's tricked you, citrus salmon.
My husband doesn't much like healthy food. He says it's boring. He says it doesn't fill him up. Thinks it's not proper food. We're having citrus salmon for supper tonight. And one of my little tricks is to add zest of orange, a little black pepper and parsley. My other little trick is not to tell him it's healthy.
Find Ali's Tricked You Citrus Salmon recipe in-store and online. Food Love Stories. Brought to you by Tesco.
This WeBuyAnyCar.com advert comes with a 5-star rating. 5 stars? I'm happy with that. No, it's not down to my captivating personality and witty presenting style. WeBuyAnyCar.com has a very nice 5-star review on Trustpilot. Thanks, guys. You're too kind. Stop it. If you're happy with that, sell your car the 5-star way. Enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
Hey Britain, listen up. EE gives you 4G in more places than any other UK network. That's why it's the best choice for the new Samsung Galaxy S8. Catch your favorite shows on the epic Infinity display on the go. What are you waiting for? Get it today and get a new Samsung every 12 months with EE annual upgrade. On EE, your galaxy has no boundaries. Looks like Great Britain just got a whole lot greater.
Annual upgrade dependent on eligible device and price plan. Minimum term applies. RootMetrics UK 4G comparison of 4 mobile networks. July to December 2016. See ee.co.uk for further details.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays on the M60 if you're anti-clockwise near the Sinister Island. Traffic was stopped briefly because of a problem, but it has been released now. If you're struggling on the M6 in Cheshire, south near Crewe, there was restrictions a little earlier, 17 to 16, because of a broken down vehicle, but again, all lanes have reopened. Traffic on the southbound M1 through Leicestershire and Bedfordshire is back to normal after earlier problems in Chesham in Hertfordshire. The westbound A41 has reopened after an accident, but in King's Lynn, the A47 is still closed at the Hardwick roundabout because of an accident there. I'm Jarena Adams.
20 bottle packs of Coors Light Lager are only £11 at the Co-op. Sounds like the perfect excuse to fire up the barbie and invite the street round. Another deal for you from the Co-op. 330ml bottles, participating stores only, while stocks last. 18s and over, please drink responsibly. Drinkaware.co.uk.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley-Brewer. Join the titanium lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion, intelligent analysis and fearless comment.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley-Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about. No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Jules.
Julia Hartley Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10.
On your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Get turned on to all killer, no filler conversation. Jake Yap, in for John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. Sam Delaney will be here at 4, through till 7. After that, it's James Whale with Ash. And then it'll be Ian Lee with Catherine Boyle. He was in all the papers, wasn't he? Did you see that?
Yeah.
He had all his on equipment Manchester nicked Evening and then News. Returned to him. It's a yeah. heartwarming story.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
He played it very well as well.
Yeah, he did play it very well.
He offered a reward of 150 quid for...
It's only worth 150 quid, mate.
Yeah.
It's only worth 100.
Yeah, that's what he put out.
Yeah,
six
yeah.
grand it was actually worth. Good, that is just clever. It's tactile.
It's clever.
Really,
it's clever.
Really good stuff.
He's
great
very,
news.
He's pretty wonderful news. Anyway, here's a sort of a curious news story for you. This is from The Guardian today. I think it's been in some other papers too. Apparently, death is no excuse to make one last appearance as a superhero. At a recent funeral, the cortege was led into the cemetery by a funeral director pacing solemnly, while dressed as Darth Vader. Followed by 100 mourners dressed up as characters, including the ghost Beetlejuice and Taz, the Tasmanian Devil cartoon character. The Undertaker's traditional working uniform of dark frock coat... I apologise. Top hat and mournful expression could be under threat, according to Co-op Funeral Care. They say that the trend is towards celebration rather than solemnity. That's not a bad idea. You know, people talk about celebration. It's a celebration of a life, isn't it? Apparently, it's all kicking off. Spider-Man, She-Ra, Princess of Power. Balloons!
Balloons.
Why not?
The balloon thing's been a thing for a while, hasn't it? A balloon release, where everyone releases a balloon of hope and stuff like that. But I don't think that's a particularly fun element. I think that's more symbolic.
I wonder if
maybe
you could do...
more people are having just fun balloons.
Maybe you could do like a sealed casket, but like pass the parcel. Oh, the music stopped. I get to open it. Oh, hello, Uncle. We're thinking, what could we do to make funerals more fun, right? I mean, come on. You know, like Darth Vader, that's very level one, isn't it? Mm. I think we could ramp it up a bit. I think we could have some fun. I'm thinking, I don't know, 200 pounds of condemned meat and some fireworks in the casket. I don't know. I'm just thinking, you know, how could we make funerals a bit more jazzy? If you've got any suggestions, we would seize upon them with almost pathetic gratitude. You can text 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can tweet at Talk Radio.
Start your message with anywhere you like.
Yeah.
Word.
We've had some nice we've had some nice suggestions, actually, already coming in. Pete says, what about a coffin on skates, like ice skates, a luge track?
And I was then thinking a luge track,
and
actually.
And then the Ski Sunday music, straight into a lake of fire. The Skeleton Bob. That's a great idea. Thanks very much indeed for that, Pete. I think that would definitely jolly it up a bit. Grotbags has a great suggestion. I love this. 15 coffins. 15 collins. There aren't that many in the world, are there? Anyway, 15 coffins. Family and friends have to guess which one contains the corpse.
Like Deal or No Deal.
Deal or No Deal. Huge business opportunity for Noel.
Oh, there's a phone call.
Yeah.
It's the Undertaker.
He's offering a more standard funeral for £200. Thank you very much, Mr. Banker, but no deal.
Hey, good luck, Jackie. You've got such fond memories of that travelodge.
That's a great idea. Thanks very much for that. Man, is it still on Deal or No Deal? Have they stopped doing it?
I think they've just about stopped doing it. It's just finished. I think it got maybe a bit stale, and then they had to add in lots of extra sort of
everyone
elements to keep it.
Yeah, Jacobians and things, didn't they? Yeah, that was a bit weird.
And like some bonus box and stuff. It just got too confusing.
Yeah. He's a curious one, Noel Edmonds.
Yeah, we've had him on the show. Actually.
Have you?
Yeah, talking about his...
EMP device.
No, his radio stations for pets.
Oh yeah.
Never mind.
I saw a thing on that suggest I can't really say it. Basically they had a thing hooked up to. He's got all these radio stations online,
yes,
hasn't he?
Yeah.
They want to all I'm going to say is they want to just take care of like what thumbnails come up on their thing, cuz it sort of shows you some in some ways the provenance of
okay.
Being played out. That's all I'm going to say. But he, it's extraordinary because he's really trying to push this online thing and this radio thing. And there's videos. I saw this. He posted a thing on YouTube and it was all about the power of positivity and positivity radio and how great it was for you. And it was all filmed like all over his estate, like with him walking through the garage full of his cars and now walking across his beautiful lawn with stripes on it and everything. And it had something like 4 views when I saw it. I was thinking, he must have more family members than that. You know what I mean? Like, surely, like, even his family aren't watching this. It was unbelievable.
Positivity will see you through.
And then he was talking about this device, this positive vibes device thing.
Yeah.
And saying that it could cure cancer. He got into quite a lot of hot
water about that, didn't he?
So, yeah, it might be a good way to diversify with some fun funeral Deal or No Deal.
Yeah,
ideas.
I was thinking if we're doing TV shows, you know Funhouse? Do you remember that game show?
remind me.
It's basically kids had to run into this, well, it was a TV set, obviously, but it was like a makeup
Pat
house.
Pat Sharp's.
Yeah. I think it came to a new generation and remade when I was watching it.
Yeah.
But I was thinking sort of your will. Right, so this could maybe be on the morning of the funeral, day after.
Right.
Sort of, you've left something to someone that they have to go and find it in your house in like 30 seconds, and that would be quite fun for the people playing. It would be like, look, you've got this, you know, really expensive iPhone, that's yours,
yeah,
but you have to find it. It is somewhere in the bathroom. Go! Yeah.
What about Dale's dead relative estate sweep? Where they've got 3 minutes to go through the house.
And grab as much as they can, fill their trolley.
Yeah, I think that actually happens quite a lot. Yeah. I would dare say. Hey, have you ever heard a podcast called S-Town?
Yeah, I've heard the first episode, got bored of it.
Well, I can't think of a greater endorsement for it.
Yeah. Well, I think it's doing pretty well anyway.
It is doing pretty well. If you haven't heard, I know I'm like 2 years behind the curve on this, but...
No, S-Town's the new one.
It is amazing. Mm. And it's sort of, it goes into some amazing directions that you wouldn't believe. I do recommend it, but obviously you should just listen to Talk Radio, really.
Yeah.
That's what you should do. Michael suggests a coffin fired into the sea from a giant confetti cannon. I think you probably just need a cannon for something like that, certainly in my case. Nathan wants commentary from Glenn Hoddle. That's a great idea.
That'd be great. Simon, the way he's carrying the coffin there. Really, they've really done well with that. Absolutely.
Yeah, fair play to him. Be that thing. It's Cornelius. It's still Cornelius. It's still Cornelius, and he's in. Simon says, rename funeral to Funeral. Employ clowns to carry the casket. Oh, how dark do you want to get?
Mm.
They must pinch their nose and toot a horn each day. And the hearse has to fall apart. Yeah, I like the idea of the sort of the unending funeral cortege coming out of a hearse. That would be quite fun. Adam says sending out fancy invitations along with a John Lewis gift list.
What, like a wedding list?
Yeah, yeah. If you have a party.
Do you register?
Yes.
Who did those presents go to, though?
I guess that would just be given a share. I don't know. You're right. That doesn't necessarily. Doesn't necessarily work.
Bereaved? Were you suggesting that
to the bereaved?
Yeah,
but they'd have to buy it as well.
Maybe so the close family.
Yeah,
and then people have to give them the stuff.
Interesting.
To make them feel better about their loss.
Yeah,
I think Coffin Luge is definitely the best one we've had so far.
Coffin Luge is It's got a lot going for it. Anyway, keep those coming. It's at 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
What are we doing? Or you can tweet at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Excellent. We've got bonus news on the way. After that, we've got Toppling Juncture. It's the coin fall quiz game that's set the nation on fire. But first, let's catch up with the latest news headlines with Victoria Bourne.
Talk Radio.
The Prime Minister says the Conservatives will again aim to bring net migration down to the tens of thousands. Theresa May made the commitment at an election campaign event in Harrow. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn says it's another airing of a failed policy.
Theresa May made that promise in 2010 and made the same promise in 2015 and didn't get anywhere near it on any occasion at all. There has to be fair migration to this country and it has to be managed migration.
Meanwhile, Mr Corbyn is pledging to scrap hospital car parking fees in England if he wins next month's poll, saying it will be paid for by raising VAT on private healthcare. France's new president-elect will be officially in the role in 6 days' time. The country's outgoing leader, François Hollande, has confirmed Emmanuel Macron will be inaugurated on Sunday. A 24-year-old man has appeared in court accused of preventing the lawful burial of a teenager in the West Midlands. Ashley Foster was charged after a body believed to be that of 17-year-old Megan Bills was found in a wardrobe last Thursday. A two-year-old girl's recovering from serious injuries after being attacked by a number of dogs in a garden in Liverpool. A 35-year-old man has been arrested. And it's claimed funerals are becoming increasingly a celebration of someone's life rather than sombre occasions. A report from the Co-op's found a rise in personalised send-offs with themes including Halloween or superhero. The weather, a dry night but chilly for some, lows at 5 degrees. Tomorrow will be rather cloudy, the best of any sunshine in Scotland, Northern Ireland and the west of England and Wales. Highs of 15. There's more in half an hour.
Thanks very much, Victoria.
It's all right, Jake.
Well, this is it. It's that moment where your short bulletins pay off big for the listener, where we accumulate that lost time now that your news bulletins have been shortened every hour and half hour, and we get some bonus news from you.
Yes.
It's super exciting. So are you ready?
I am ready. Are you ready?
What? I am so pumped right now. It's unreal.
Cornelius, are you ready?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Let's play the jingle.
From aardvarks to zebras, this is Animal News.
Okay.
Music.
Stand by.
There you go.
It's a new arrangement.
Yeah.
Do you like it?
Yeah. Okay. Shall I speak? Okay, now I'll speak.
Yeah.
Forget leaves on the line or striking rail staff.
Yeah.
Commuters were reportedly affected by llamas on the train line this morning in Kent.
You couldn't make it up.
Well, it's not fake news, apparently. So South East say they were advised that 6 to 8 of the animals were loose and causing disruption. But apparently everything was back to normal by around 11 a.m.
Good Lord.
I know. There's a picture of a llama on the line, but not in the UK, in Peru, on my Twitter page, Victoria_Bourne.
I would think it was more common in Peru than in Kent.
It's just for illustrative purposes.
Fine. File picture.
Yes, exactly.
People, okay, doing Peruvian things in South London.
Anyway.
Good. Yeah, moving on.
It's came 3/4 of us celebrate our dog's birthdays. So
I saw that. Yeah, I only celebrate my dog's every 7th birthday.
Oh, okay.
You know, otherwise you're doing it every, 2 months or so? Like dog years, there's 7 dog years okay. to a human, like...
I think this means just the annual years, in the normal annual. Yeah.
Do you have a pet?
No, but I would like a dog.
Would you?
Would you celebrate its birthday?
I don't know yet. I don't know how
just
crazy
need to get
I'll
to
be.
Know him. Just need to get to know
yeah.
him. Well, I mean, dog, why not a cat? You don't like cats.
I mean, I'm not opposed to having a cat, but I'd rather have a dog.
Because?
They just seem more fun and more loving.
It's like, just more fun, isn't it? Feeling their warm poo through the thin plastic of a bag.
I mean, that wasn't what I was going for.
You know, you just don't get that with a cat.
If anything, that's one of the things which puts me off getting a dog.
Yeah. You have to walk them. They're high maintenance. They get neurotic without you. Really, you should get two. I mean...
But also, like, if you have a cat, if it's got a litter tray, that's not pleasant to empty either.
Oh, are you
also,
in a flat?
I can't stand people have litter trays in their kitchen.
It stinks.
Yeah. That's where you prepare your food.
Why would you put it in
you
the kitchen?
You have a toilet there.
Why would you put it in the kitchen?
Whenever I've gone around the house that has a litter tray, it's in the kitchen.
Same.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who are these people?
Denison.
Brenda.
Oh, Brenda. Well, if you're going around to Brenda's house, you might... Okay, and finally...
Well, I haven't even finished that story because you cut me
off.
Sorry. So, apparently 58% of people even sing happy birthday to their beloved pooch. And the surveys found that we treat dogs similarly to children, and half of owners throw them a canine birthday party.
Gosh, I don't think I'd do that.
On Blue Peter, they should show you how to make a cake for your dog.
Do they?
Yeah, just mainly dog treats.
I thought they just showed you how to feed blue tits.
I mean, I haven't watched Blue Peter in decades. Another version.
Yeah, I'm just going to go through them.
If you want to see a picture of a dog at a birthday party, there's one on my Twitter page, Victoria_Bourne, spelled B-O-U-R-N-E. And finally, the world's most premature hippo is settling into zoo life. So, why? This isn't funny.
No, it's not. I know
Fiona
it's not.
Needed critical care when she was born. She was born
Fiona.
Almost...
Fiona.
Yeah.
Adorable.
She was born almost 2 months prematurely at Cincinnati Zoo in January, and she weighed 29 pounds, which is 2 stone or 13 kilos, depending on what measurement you understand.
Woof.
And that's 25 pounds lighter than the lowest ever recorded birth weight for a Nile hippo. So she was really tiny. But anyway...
I didn't say tiny, like...
I mean...
I wouldn't want to...
This is all relative, you know.
Yeah.
Is she okay now?
Yeah, well, the zoo has described her as sassy. So, yeah, sassy. She's fine. She's sassy. And she's now 200 pounds, which is 14 stone or 90 kilos. And if you want to see Fiona, she's on my Twitter page, Victoria_Bourne, but B-O-U-R-N-E.
I'm sorry, we're out of time. The music ended. Thanks very much, Victoria. Mm. I really enjoyed that bonus news.
I mean, I don't
I'd say that was
you.
Your best one ever.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because the music.
I think it needed more trampolines and it should have been on the South Bank.
Well, do you know what, Jake? If you want that to happen, you need to not just suggest it willy-nilly an hour before the bulletin.
Like I said, it's not my problem. It's because I don't work in the news department. So there's nothing I can do. You have to sort this out.
No, well, production technically sorts out some of the arrangements around bonus news, for instance, the backing music. So, for instance, any background requests like trampolines and the South Bank would also have to be supplied by the production team.
Thanks very much, Victoria! That was great. We can do the trail, can't we? I'll do the trail. It's fine. Let's do the trail. There you go.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
A lot can happen in the next 30 days. You'll be waiting for your next paycheck, waiting for the next edition of your favourite magazine, and waiting for the general election. Countdown with me, Paul Ross, on the Full Set Breakfast, only on Talk Radio. We'll get you voting.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. 100% hard talk. Jake Yap in for John Holmes. On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
100% Lord Sugar. So, yeah, you heard it in the news just now with Victoria Bourne. That's Victoria_Bourne, B-O-U-R-N-E on Twitter. Unbelievable. funerals are getting more fun, more celebratory and a little bit jazzier. So we've been asking for your suggestions, and they've been coming in thick and fast. Thanks very much. We've got time to squeeze some more in, though, if you want to. It's 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can tweet at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
The Fox Fantastic suggests a Jack-in-the-Box coffin. I like it. Like every family member has to do one rotation of the handle. Oh. You know, who got lucky? Little Eddie. He's still screaming. Look. And yeah, Darren had a great suggestion, which was just a ventriloquist. I nearly did that. I nearly did that at my my great aunt's funeral.
How?
Because she died, and she was the basis. I did this character called Dora Dale, little old lady who sometimes does the big debate, right?
Yes.
It was based on my great aunt Ruby, who was a fantastic woman, and she died at like 93, having had an amazing life. Like even like just the year before, she'd been to like see the pyramids and stuff, and ridden on a camel and stuff. She was a fantastic and inspiring woman. Anyway, my parents, like, they couldn't get to the funeral because they were in France and they couldn't get back in time.
Mm.
So I was sort of sent down as an ambassador, effectively. I was like probably 22 or something, 23. And the thing was that she'd been the inspiration for Dora Dale, my character, and it was because I could do this uncanny impression of my great aunt Ruby. And it was excruciating sitting through the funeral because the whole time I just thought, what if I did her voice? Like, what if I just, you know?
Just stood up and did.
I want to get out of the box. No, you stay in the box. Let me out of the box. No, you stay in the box, auntie. It's terrible, isn't it? It was hard to sit through that. You know, because funerals, like, at the best of times, you're sort of semi-hysterical anyway. Like, I always want to laugh, like, really hard.
Yeah.
My grandmother's funeral, man, I haven't laughed so hard. It's awful.
Awful.
Don't mean to. It's that nervous thing, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's quite common, isn't it? Yeah. I don't get that. I just get quiet.
Do you? Well, that's appropriate. That's much more appropriate. I can't.
I do find myself thinking about the buffet afterwards and what's going to be on. Yeah, just going, this is really sad.
Yeah, but I wonder if they've got midget gems.
Yeah. No, just going, I really hope they have onion bargees like they did at Jim's funeral.
Yeah, Jim's was way better. Nice. Well, that becomes a thing. You sort of get professional funeral goers, don't you? Like once.
No, wedding crashes, well, you get for funerals.
Yeah, funeral crashes, absolutely.
Oh, no, not funerals.
Yeah, people go, that's my local church and I shall go to it if I please. And they sit at the back at funerals.
I did. I once went to the funeral of someone I didn't know the name of.
There you go. Now, you were that.
I haven't told this story, and I hope the person, well, obviously not the person, but the person who invited me to this funeral isn't listening. It's one of my best mates. Asked me to the funeral of his nan, because his nan used to take us out once or twice for days out, and he said, oh, could you come and support me? My mum also came because my mum's friends with his mum.
Yeah.
We're driving there and we realise if we get to this place there's just a name on the door, we have absolutely no idea what the name of...
Because
obviously I just... remember as Tom's nan, and he would call her nan, and
I always thought of her as nan. But, I had to film a funeral once because the guy's family, he had some sort of connections with the IRA, and he wasn't allowed, they weren't allowed in the UK. Just sent the video off anyway. That's a funny story. We've got Toppling Juncture coming up next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
Hey Lego Batman, did you know that you can join Sky TV from £22 a month and enjoy big screen drama exclusively on Sky Atlantic?
Go on, I'm listening.
And you'll still get all your Freeview favourites.
Oh, I love it, keep going.
What's more, new and existing Sky TV customers can also add the UK's lowest price fibre for £20 a month for 18 months, including line rental. And the total setup fee is £39.95.
That's a pretty sweet deal.
It is, isn't it? Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better. Lowest price over 18 months. New 18-month contracts. Sky fibre areas only. 25 gig usage cap. Terms apply.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Emmanuelle received over £2,400 on her Barclaycard.
I had already attempted to claim back PPI, but with no success, so I wasn't hopeful when I first contacted Stanton Fisher. Needless to say, I was pleasantly surprised with the outcome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Driving has a new sound. Calm, quiet, yet exhilarating. It's driven by a new kind of energy, and it instills a new kind of feeling. But don't take our word for it. Discover the BMW i3 at the BMW i Electric Experience from the 19th to the 21st of May at your nearest BMW centre. Search BMW i3.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The anti-clockwise M6 is slow. This is after a rolling block between junctions 18 and 17 near Prestwich. Now, apparently a lane is still out there with queues back towards junction 20 for Rochdale. The M6 north 10 to 10A near Wolverhampton and Walsall is busy. A vehicle's broken down there. There's northbound delays on the Western Bypass Road in Oxford. This is between the Pear Tree Interchange and the Kidlington Junction. A vehicle's overturned, so a lane's out for the recovery. And no change in King's Lynn for the A47 Constitution Hill. It's still closed around the Hardwick roundabout after an accident. I'm Joanna Adams.
9 roll packs of Velvet Comfort toilet tissue are now only £3 at the Co-op. So it's time to make some room in the garage and stock up. Whoa, 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 whoa. Watch the brickwork, fella. Another deal for you from the Co-op. Was £4.69. Participating stores only. Subject to availability and 16th of May.
Jerry, you've watched the cult TV show, you've seen the controversial opera, you've read the best-selling book, and you've drunk the intoxicating aftershave. Now, check out the Jerry Springer Radio Show, right here, only on Talk Radio. Join me, Jerry Springer, live on tape from a coffee shop in Kentucky, and enjoy the very best after-hours conversation, recreation, and just a little caffeination. It's Tales, Tunes, and Tomfoolery on the Jerry Springer Radio Show, this Saturday from midnight, only on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Jake Yap, in for John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Just a quarter of an hour now until Sam Delaney's here. Looking forward to him being here very much, as are you. I mean, obviously for me, it's like you finish my working day, which is always nice. But it's an exciting time because it's time for us to play Toppling Juncture. If you don't know this game, it's based on those coin fall machines. You know, at the end of piers, we put the 2p in and it goes down on the slidey platform and then tries to push some more. Why has no one thought of this as a quiz show format? I just don't know. Anyway, when you hear the coin drop, you have to shout clip clap. That's part of the show. So,
clip clap, clip clap, clip clap, clip clap.
And playing for us today is Mima. Is it Mima? Hello, Mima. Are you there?
Hiya. I'm very well, thanks.
Hi. Thanks very much for playing. Are you a student? Is that right?
Yes, I am currently a student at Sussex doing English and French.
English and French.
Brighton, yeah.
There's never been a better time, right?
I know. Lovely down here.
What do you make of the whole Monsieur Macaroon and...
Well, I mean, to be honest, I'm just so glad that it wasn't actually Le Pen. I mean, after last year with Brexit and Trump, I was fully considering that this was going to happen with Le Pen, so I'm so glad that it's Macron.
Well, you know... it's yes, good. I think you can tell I've sort of blown my load for this afternoon. I need to stop broadcasting soon. I think so. Anyway, here's how it works: there's multiple choice questions, topical. Do you follow the news quite closely?
I mean, I do. I try to as much as I can, but with, you know, university work and everything.
Yeah.
I think it's cool.
Yeah, of course, but, of course. Do you ever, do you not have to do, like, modules on the news?
I mean, for French, we have done a lot of politics recently, I mean, especially with the elections coming up.
Mm.
So for this term, we did. But not really as much recently, but a fair amount.
Okay. Well, if you're ready, it's time to play Toppling Juncture. Okay, here's your first question. Which American rapper and singer has said that she will pay her fans tuition fees? Is it A, Nicki Minaj, B, Emma Watson, or C, Miley Cyrus? I have no idea, do you?
I'm going to go with A.
Nicki Minaj?
Yeah.
How confident are you feeling about this?
80-20
in favour of it?
Yeah.
Okay, let's find out if you're right. You are right! Well done! Well done. Okay, well, let's have a look at the toppling juncture coin drop wall thing. There's three shoots to choose from into which you can release your coin. Remember, okay. you win nothing today, but we have some fun in the process. To me, shoot number two is looking pretty tasty. But it's up to you, of course. Which shoot would you like to release your first coin into?
Yeah, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to go with two.
Number two. Can we light up number two, please? There it is. Good. And obviously, try and time it right with the draw thing, the slidey bit going in and out. But in your own time, say release the coin and we'll release the coin for you.
Release the coin.
Here it goes. Down it goes. Ooh, looking good. Will you get down to the second level, though? Yes, quite a few down there.
Ooh.
No, yes! Yeah! Clip, clap!
Clip, clap!
Well done. Little coin fell down there. You did very well.
One coin.
Ooh.
A very strong opening. Mima. Right. According to Albert Taylor, one of Britain's oldest men at 107, what is the secret to a long life? Is it A, playing football three times a week, B, beer, or C, a daily bowl of porridge? I know.
Gosh, what a question.
I know.
You know what? Because I love porridge so much, I'm going to go with a daily bowl of porridge.
Okay, let's find out if you're right. You are right! Yeah.
No way. Totally way.
Curds and whey.
No, just porridge. Well done. That's great. Okay. You did pretty well with shoot number two there, but it might be a bit rinsed out. Which shoot are you going to release a coin into now in Toppling Juncture, the coin foil based quiz?
I'm going to go with shoot number one.
Shoot number one. Can we light up shoot number one, please? Okay, and in your own time, release the coin.
Release the coin.
Ooh, looks a bit tight there with the... yes. Down to the next level. Sorry.
Unlucky.
Can't win them all. Question three. Which British singer-songwriter has recently been immortalised in paint or portraiture? Is it A, Ed Sheeran, B, Stormzy, or C, Harry Styles?
Oh, wow. Definitely not my forte. I'm going to go with Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran. Okay, how confident are you again on this one?
Oh, the confidence. Oh. Probably a lot less than the first question, I'm definitely going to say.
Okay, let's find out if you're right. You are right! You are nailing this quiz to the floor!
What instincts!
Unbelievable. Incredible. Okay, which shoot would you like to release a coin into in Toppling Juncture?
I'm going to go with shoot number two.
Shoot number two again. Well. Back to number... Yeah. I think that's a good idea because the previous one, it sort of moved some over.
Yeah.
Okay, can we light up shoot number two? Please? And in your own time, release a coin.
Release coin.
Here it goes. Oh, yeah. All right, hang on. Who put a redneck in the...
Sorry.
Oh, Jesus.
I didn't know where else to put him.
For God's sake. It's a quiz show. It looks idiotic. Sorry about that.
Oh, very good. Wow, I was thoroughly enjoying that.
I'm sorry. I don't know what... I'm sorry about that. Fine.
Clip clap!
Yes! I forgive you, you... You crazy banjo-playing fool!
Okay, this is the most intense quiz.
I know. Everyone's talking about it, but we're still doing it. Right, question number four. North Korea recently accused which organisation of plotting to kill their leader, Kim Jong-un? Was it A, NASA, B, the CIA, or C, STEPS?
I'm going to go with B.
B, the CIA. Let's find out if you're right. Yes, you are right. You are, because with steps, it just would have been a tragedy. All right, fine. What shoot would you like to light up in Toppling Juncture, the coin drop-based quiz?
Oh, God, can I go for shoot number three this time?
Number three?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's your funeral. Yeah, okay. Let's light up number three, please. And in your own time. There we go. Couple down, and... Yeah! Clip, clap! Yes! Oh, man, that's good.
God, I had me worried at the start.
I know. It's that type of game. You're on edge.
Okay, I think this might have to be the final question, probably. Final question.
Already?
I know.
Just getting started.
I know. And remember, you can win five times what you've already won on this question, which is nothing. Which Olympian recently married his partner of 2 years? Was it A, Nicola Adams? That's his partner of 2 years. B, Rebecca Adlington? Or C, Tom Daley?
Who married his
partner of two... Can we have a meeting? 2 years.
Yeah, I might just need to offer this one, actually. Go Tom Daley.
Go Tom Daley. Let's find out if you're right. You are right!
Who just thought?
Okay, well, let's see. You've done pretty well. I think something like 4 out of 5 coins have produced results. Which shoot would you like for your final coin?
Right, you know, because it's the last one, I'm definitely going back to shoot number 2.
Back to shoot number 2. It's been very good for you. Let's light up shoot number 2, please. And in your own time, release the coin.
And release the coin.
Okay. Now a cow. Now there's a cow in there.
I don't know what how that got in. I think it might belong to the redneck.
Fine.
What is happening?
Okay. I hate to end it.
You have a...
No, she's not going to sing it. Mima, well done. You've won nothing, but you do have our pathetic gratitude.
Ooh, I'm so glad with that.
Obviously, you must be going back to your studies now with God, your heart full to bursting with happiness and pride. Thanks very much for playing. Appreciate it. If you would like to play Toppling Juncture, then you can. Why not email jake.yap@talkradio.co.uk and we could squeeze you in tomorrow. We have one last slot available. Hi, Sam Delaney. How's it going?
Hi, Jake. I'm all right, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right.
I'm feeling all right today, actually. I must say, for a Monday, I'm feeling quite cock-a-hoop.
Are you? What's cocked your hoop?
Don't really know why. The week just feels like, you know, sometimes you just think, you know what, I'm going to be very optimistic about the weekend. However, having said that, what I'm talking about at the top of the show is the fact that the NHS is in such dire straits that a lot of doctors and nurses are quitting to stack shelves in supermarkets.
Seriously?
That's a true story. Well, at least it's a report today. We will look into the details of it. We've got a sensational debate lined up with Alex Brummer from the Daily Mail, who, from my experience, is rather unsympathetic with the moaning of public sector workers versus Marcus Chown, who is one of our top NHS commentators and weirdly astrophysicists.
Really?
Yeah, that's his twin speciality, which is amazing.
That's a very handy twofer, isn't it?
Yeah, very clever man. And so they'll be having a right old ding dong about it.
Well, that sounds.
And
like
we'll get to the bottom of that, and probably fix the NHS by the end of the show. I
think
you
actually come up with a solution. Good. That's the brilliant thing.
That's the good
things.
Thing when you listen to my show. We usually have fixed something by the end. Yeah. We'll also be doing France and migration, and probably some other stuff. So it's going to be a cracking show.
It sounds like a white knuckle ride. That's Sam Delaney. That's it from me for today. I'll be in for John Holmes one last time tomorrow. John's back on Wednesday, so I do hope you'll join me tomorrow from one. Thanks Marta, thanks Sasha, thanks Cass, thanks Cornelius, and stay tuned. We've got Sam Delaney up next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
As the nation gets ready to go to the polls, don't miss Talk Radio's dedicated election 2017 coverage.
Join the conversation party
on your election station, Talk Radio.